Cuz, it's your own shit.
Hot like a lie. Yeah, but I'm honest about it.
Now you get them emails coming on a Friday. Fuck around and look at it and say,
Nah, not today.
Say, shit.
I'm not handling that.
Monday's going to be peak. Certain emails ruin your weekend, bruv.
I was thinking about it all weekend. You know?
You're thinking, oh my days. When it gets to Sunday at 6 o'clock, I'm pissed because I'm going to start thinking about Monday.
I hate that, bruv.
That Sunday, 6 o'clock.
Peases me off, bruv. Like,
It's even worse.
Sundays ain't enjoyable like they used to be, you know?
Nah, bro.
Like, you see when you was seven, the way a Sunday would slap, it felt like...
Has Sunday ever slapped?
What?
Sunday slapped. When?
When I played ball on Sunday.
I used to play football on Sunday.
So that was something to look forward to.
Because the Saturday, when you're young, you can't really
Sunday nights never slap.
Sunday nights never slap. Because even
Sunday after 8 p.m. doesn't slap.
Sunday after 8 p.m. is crossed off.
That's Monday now. That's pre-Monday.
That's Monday.
That is pre-Monday. Like, I'm trying to think, like Sunday when I was young, Saturday you can't really do much. You just try and gallivant, you play out.
Yeah,
you might have kicked the ball anyway in the park or something.
Disrespectful, man. I can have fresh book not on this fresh rug, you know.
Yeah, hey, listen, Mancina. Yeah, you know what? You're right. I might have to do shoes off on this.
Hey,
you're actually right. The rug done multiplied.
Hey, I was talking to Koi the other day.
Yeah.
And I was actually saying what we should do is with the old rug, we should get people to sign that one.
That's a good shout. That's a good shout.
Yeah.
Maybe
that'll be sick. So when we get guests.
What's wrong with my socks? Those?
When we get guests.
My thing is, you see with socks.
Yeah.
Socks shows character.
But what are those?
They're Rick and Morty's.
Rick and Morty.
My brother-in-law got them for Christmas. These are cold.
That's cold. You got Rick and Morty's.
Yeah, Rick and Morty's. So I got a couple of
these. Whole pack. Like,
yeah. It's not a separate thing. No, that mine's like $5.99, but the pack's like $9.99. You have to get the pack, get the six pack.
Yeah.
I got Meeseeks one as well.
Meeseeks.
But yeah, bro, I'm trying to think. What was lit? If man was back at, I don't know, 14. What does a Saturday look like?
Wait. Let's go before 14 because you see the step up.
Yeah.
From year six to toughening up.
Man said from year six to toughening up. What do you mean?
Like,
as in year seven?
Yeah.
You know, like
in year six, man was still doing Digimon, Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh. All of them things there.
Yeah.
Like, man was doing, collecting, you know, stickers to
I only did the Pokemon. Like, man didn't do the knockoff Digimon.
Beyblade.
I hated Digimon at one point, you know.
I didn't fuck with Digimon.
As soon as I saw the M-O-N, I said, fuck you niggas. It's a rip-off, bruv.
You just
want to be Pokemon.
I know what you're trying to do, bruv. And I'm not buying it, bro. Where's Ash?
There was, what else? Like, Beyblade.
Beyblade was lit.
There was a time when you've had one or two fights now in year seven, and it's time you got to drop all of that now. It's time to be an adult.
Not
a
me. Man. Year seven, I think I'm still on them waves, bruv.
Year seven, you can still be on them waves.
Was it out there or did you hide it a little bit?
No, it was out there. I was playing in year seven, in Sacred Heart, we were fighting in the thing. We were doing wrestling.
Dragon Ball Z, innit?
No, wrestling, like spearing guys.
You know, it's year seven, you're still kind of a bit of a...
School is done at it.
What?
Man, I'm doing Man, I'm doing Triple F. In the playground.
You're not doing that in year seven.
You think our year 11
you
is the
lot. You lot were too tough by then.
All boys, look at you, man.
The thing is, testosterone.
The thing is, if you was play fighting, cool to a degree, innit? But if you're fake fighting, you know, like you're there saying, Kame.
I don't feel like we were doing that.
You're throwing man into the ropes.
In year seven, you weren't doing that.
Man's acting like man's in the turnbuckle.
Man's
doing Irish whip.
That was lit, man.
Man's doing Rikishi.
That was lit in year seven.
We had to let it go. You had to figure it out.
You definitely
quickly.
Had to let it go.
You had concrete.
Oi.
What did you have?
I feel like there was
the park next to my house. Remember the part right outside?
Yeah.
We were playing fighting out there for ages because it's
in school, bruv.
In school. Yeah, in school, yeah, he definitely wasn't on no.
No, it's concrete.
You couldn't be on no ish.
Yeah.
You couldn't be on no ish. Mm. I even remember the night before year seven. I actually remember it. I remember the night, as in, I'm year six, summer holidays, man's enjoying, and I remember the night before, because that was the worst Sunday ever. That was actually the worst Sunday ever, because man's enjoyed the whole summer holidays, and then it's got to like, I don't know, 6 p.m., and my mum's like, yeah, iron your shirt. I'm like, what? Iron who, bruv? What are you talking about? Iron shirt. She's like, yes, you've got shirts you need to wear through the week. Here's the five shirts. Iron your shirts.
Yeah. Responsibility started.
Crazy. I'm like, bro, I thought I was just going to wake up and just go.
Yeah.
Man, that's an iron shirt.
It's peak. And you went to a school that had your own uniform, innit? No uniform.
Yeah. So I went to a non-uniform primary school. So man was just out there and whatever.
My mum
and dad must have been pressured.
Pressure.
Man's out there. Can I have total 90s, please?
Mm.
Can I have Nikes, pressured, please? I remember one time they hit me with some basketball dress. I didn't even know what they were. They just said, we're just going to get him trainers and it's Nike. That's it, bruv.
Man, had Jordans before Jordans,
bro. It definitely wasn't Jordan. One of them Sports Direct things. But I remember that night and I remember going to sleep thinking, bruh, tomorrow, what's going to happen? Like, I don't know anybody.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't know from your school went there?
I wasn't sure. It wasn't confirmed who was going, innit? Because you know, men are saying, yeah, seven. I'm going here, but you don't know, innit? Like, in your head, you're alone.
Yeah.
Man's lone wolf.
Yeah.
You know them ones? And
no one from my primary school went to my secondary.
There was
a
solid few of us from primary school. Yeah.
Damn.
A good number of us. But we stuck together early doors, but then you get split.
Mm.
Oh. You know, you're all in different classes. I ended up in class with the joke men from primary school, innit? So I weren't really trying to be around them, man.
You know when you're like, I'm switching sides, man. I've been forced to be around you, niggas. I ain't going to be around you, bro. It's not by force, man. We're cool, but I remember man got the shoes. Them time that I was like, yeah, loafers, these are nice.
Mm.
Man got to school, kickers. I said, what?
What's going on? What's going on?
Mom. We need to go get new shoes. What got me the low top joints?
Yeah.
I was new. I think I lasted. It was hard. I remember. Is it because there's the full term and then there's half term, innit?
Yeah.
But there's the break, the little 1 week things. Half term, innit?
Yeah.
I remember that thing. Maybe a few months in half term, I had new shoes, bruv.
Yeah.
I said I'm not doing this, bruv.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm not doing it, bruv.
I had Wallabies.
Wallabies.
Yeah. I never had kickers. I've always had Wallabies.
Wallabies is
five. I wanted kickers.
No, you have to switch.
You have to switch at some point.
Actually, now you got a sponsorship.
Bro. Nah, it was that go to the same place and get the same new shoes.
They have a plethora of shoe in there.
It's that one.
you didn't even look around.
Do you think I went shoe shopping? I went shoe shopping once.
I said he just had Wallabies. I didn't go.
It was my mum or my sister or my brother.
Was it shoes on?
You didn't even try anything.
And then they would just buy it. No?
The thing is,
they go buy it and I wear it.
There's a Wallaby. The Wallaby from Shoes On had a shit shape. Like,
yeah,
it wasn't the right. It didn't have the Clarks.
It had the nice shape.
It was wide and square.
Yeah.
It was boxed off.
There was one point where I didn't have shoes and then I had shoes. Like,
ooh.
Yeah, not the shiny joints, but they were shoes, innit? Yeah. And I was like,
church joints.
It is what it is. And then I ended up wearing black trainers to thing and then I got excluded.
Teachers, all this exclusion stuff,
bro.
Or trainers, bags, tie, move.
It's trouble trying to keep you in line.
Make man robots and that.
Stick to status quo. Wear the uniform. But like I said, I do. You never really understood why the uniform's there, but it's definitely a vibe of one, everyone be equal to a degree.
Mm.
And again, when you saw On Clothes Day and you saw man come in the uniform, you realize, wow, not everyone's got clothes like that. So the uniform actually allows everyone to just go under the radar.
Yeah.
You're the same. Yeah, you might have kickers. Mm. I might have shoes, but fuck it. I might just not like kickers, innit?
Yeah.
But I've realized if it was like my primary school, my parents were probably under pressure.
Yeah, thinking, bruv,
you actually need clothes.
Yeah.
And they ain't going to let me go in there some crazy clothes. No. I saw one picture. My mum and dad boyed it. I saw one picture. They boyed it. I'm sure I had blue corduroys on.
Wow.
And it was something.
They were in then, man. Look. Nah. The colour schemes we was rocking back then was in.
No.
It was, it, no.
Corduroy's no,
they were in before even, our time, bro.
Yeah.
Corduroy's
they were in before our time.
I found out he was Utes. Corduroy's was the
thing. I found out corduroy was actually before denim was a big thing. That was like corduroy thing. Yeah, that's what I found out the other day. But it wasn't even blue. It was teal. It was like a dark teal. Dark teal corduroys. And I had some random blue and white shirt. T-shirt and
cross,
some black
cross lines.
Oh, bro.
Telling you, he was looking all
and
right,
I had
bro.
Black boots. I don't even know what the boots
is.
The boots. You know what's so funny? I looked at my 6-year old boots. You know, boots with straps. So it was easy to put on.
Mad. Mad said boots, you know.
I looked at the picture of Nigerian.
you know, the boots, you know.
They're rinsing me in the staff room. Have you seen what Temmie's done, bro? Poor Temmie, Jesus Christ, he doesn't even know.
Cowboy, bro.
You know what I mean?
It's like 10 years late and he's just started.
On them, man.
Oh my God, I had boots on. No, it wasn't cowboy That's boots. Mad. It was some weird ass boots. But I remember I looked, I said, rah, how could I not have noticed that they sent me like, what? You're just so innocent as a kid.
Yeah.
You just go out. They just put you in clothes. Quick, put it on, man. I just want to go outside, bro.
Straight like that.
Oh, primary school, no worries. I'm not worried about drip.
Nah, bro, that's crazy.
I might turn into one of the guys that just beats my shoes off, you know?
Bro.
No, you beat them down.
I tried it with Air Forces, yeah.
No, you can't do it with Air Force. You can't do it with a clean pair of trainers. Come on.
No, you get to a point. I got there and I was like, I can't go any further. But I really genuinely believed I could.
Nah.
I really thought I could. And then when it got there, I was like, I can't do it.
What did you beat? What?
Like, I tried to wear them to the dirt.
I wore my T90s to the whole game.
Total 90s.
That's calm though. That's calm.
But you know, the hole only came because Mel's playing on concrete.
That
hole came in the same place every time.
Yeah, bro, that was wrong with my big toe. Yeah, what the fuck is going on with the big toe, bro?
Is that pivot?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Bro, remember the drag back.
The big toe,
it always went there. You could see it just like chafing down and then there's just a hole there.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you see us coming, you're like, I've got a couple more wears, man.
It's there, bro.
Man actually had wearing down the trainers because he was playing on concrete.
When that front bit just starts folding and it's got a mouth on it.
Yeah.
It's peak, all over. That was peak.
Man wore Astro and Corduroy.
That's mad.
To school.
You were doing too much.
I was just trying to be prepared for lunch.
Like girls weren't doing the same thing.
You were doing too much.
Girls would probably wear Astro and skirt,
bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's even worse.
Yeah.
You have to think about it. That's even worse, bro.
Man's got Astro.
The same girls
skirt.
That are listening now know full
you
well.
You wore Astro and fucking skirt,
you know
bro.
I'm saying.
Oh my God.
It was and wearing
tights.
It. It was
wow,
wearing
Astro
it.
Tight and skirt. Skirt, bro.
With their hair bubbles.
Yeah.
What are you doing in fam, fucking Astro Turf, bro?
You actually, I left this house to go and play at lunch, bro.
Yeah. Literally, that was my whole thing.
About lessons.
That was my whole thing.
I'm coming in my football trainers.
Yes.
This is what's
happening. Because I need to play football.
For the first break and second break, we're kicking ball again. That's all we're doing today, bro.
Nah.
Astro and Gin.
Primary school was a serious time, boy.
That's fantastic. There was actually that question that was posed, actually. It was if you could either...
Go
back to the age of 10, knowing all you know.
Yeah.
Or you can jump to being 45.
Or something like that.
Yeah, and or jump like to being 45 40 and have 50 million in the bank. Yeah.
That's tough.
No, but here's
but
my
the
thing.
The thing is, I would have wanted to be like 6.
Why?
If you said 6, let's go.
What's the difference?
10 is 4 years. 10 is too old, bruv.
Man said in,
no, but you
in,
know,
in the year's time, I'm like, going back to year 7.
He's just trying to think about it. He's thinking about his experience. We're thinking about I can make millions because I create Facebook.
Now
buy Bitcoin.
I wouldn't have played this, 4 more years.
This is the thing. This is what we're trying to clarify. Yeah, this is in the chat. Fred's on a social detox. So dating Fred.
Where did you have this conversation?
We had it in the chat.
Yeah.
The group chat.
I caught up.
Working from home.
Yeah.
Yeah, in there. So obviously, man was saying, I'll go back to 10. And I'm like, yeah, but. And no, Yeah, Ty said, "All right, I'll go back to 10 and I'll buy Bitcoin."
Yeah.
But I was like, "But you're assuming it said time travel. It said restart at 10.
Yes, so that's exactly what I was saying.
You just start at 10 now.
Yeah, Bitcoin, that's exactly what I was going
to
say.
So we need to confirm, is it time travel?
Or do you just start at 10 now?
Or do you just restart life at 10 now and you just know bare shit? On? That man that was saying, I'm looking at it too literal.
No, but that's the way I saw it too.
Restart.
I would have said, we're going back to when I was 10 years old. Not that I'm 10 now.
It said
restart your life at 10.
Yes. So that doesn't mean go back.
It doesn't mean time travel.
Start your life again. You're 10
o'clock. You're 10 now.
Dead. That's
rubbish.
Dead. So that, yeah, that's
shit. Let me go 40, bruv. Let me go 45, 50 mil. All
right, cool.
If we can go back.
If it's time travel then.
If it's time travel, I'm going back.
Really?
Yeah. Of course.
But you have to wait fair time for that to come, bro.
Wait, fair time.
I could just have 50 M's right now.
No, but I know I could fuck about.
Yeah.
I could fuck about because I already know
man
I'm gonna
said
be.
Man is getting an F,
bro.
you
what?
Doing shit.
Don't write stories
about me.
You're
there telling your mom, I'm gonna be something. Yeah. What? You want a teacher to
do you know what's
so shit.
Mad? You at 10. Yeah. Fuck about. See if you're not in Nigeria. Your whole world.
Oh yeah, you might
changes,
fuck it up. You might fuck it up. Get shipped.
So now you can't even access internet. Because it's back then.
Man is out here.
Back then. You're 10. When you were 10, does Nigeria have internet?
Does England even have internet?
Exactly my point.
Of course they had the internet,
bro. No, England did, but not
I learned how to use Google in year
Yeah, but
four
Nigeria didn't have that.
They we had.
Of course we had it, bruv.
Yeah, have it, man.
Western Union.
Why are you lying, man?
Why are you lying? You didn't have it. You barely have it now, bro.
Bro, I'm not even gonna lie, bro. Skip me to 45.
I swear.
Bro, put me 45, bro. Nah, why do I need to go back to 10
know,
for?
If I know, if I was 10 and I knew everything I knew now,
yeah.
And I'm guaranteed to be rich and free when
do
I'm older.
Do you not know the risk of 45 though? Yeah, you got 50 million.
Yeah.
But what's my debt?
What do you mean, what's your debt? Who do you owe?
You can't acquire 50 mil of debt all of a sudden, bro.
How do you not? Kanye West was in issues.
Yeah, but what the heck, bro? No, but you're skipping ahead. So unless you got 50 mil worth of debt now, you'll be fine when you get there,
you
bro.
No. I don't know who I did dirty.
To this day,
I might have chlamydia. Yeah. Like, I need to know what's going on. Like, what, I just have 50 mil. What did I do to get this?
Yeah.
Like,
you got it.
Are the police on me?
No, they're
just giving it to you.
Who gave it to me, bro?
This guy's like, thinking too much.
You see the thing is,
with me being 10, yeah. I know what I did. I know I'm not in trouble.
Yeah, you're innocent.
I'm going there and we're fine. I've never seen anything before.
You just got 50 M's. Imagine you skip to 45, yeah? You got 50 M's. You're like, yeah, man, it's cool. You look in your drawer, you see a gun there. You know you've been on smoke.
Now, here's the thing,
you know? There's only 15 years, you know the thing, like, yeah?
That's another thing. So in that situation, being 45, so we've also time traveled. We've gone forward in time.
Yeah, you've gone forward. Yeah,
it's so by that time, we don't even know what the world is like. 50 M's might be £10 by then.
No.
Inflation.
You know what I mean? Inflation must be,
you know,
might
like
be a
back
madness,
in the day,
bro.
Everyone was thinking, yeah, I want a mil.
Yeah.
Who the fuck wants
I don't
a mil
want,
now?
I need more than a mil now.
Like,
I need more than a mil.
A mil, you was like, yep.
I need 30 mil minimum.
Bro, when I was younger, I thought if I have a mil, I'm rich forever.
You're gone.
That's it. I won't need anything else in life.
Now you know what that mil can do.
But you know, it's like, when you pictured your mil, you pictured it like the mil was untouched and that's it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You just have the money. Yeah. Like, no bills, no nothing.
Yeah. I always thought,
Man gets
the freaking, pull it in the savings, get a little 10 bags every month. On top of it, interest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just a little 10 bag interest every
on
month.
On a Squid Game thing.
Yeah,
no one dude said, you know your money's in this account.
Yeah.
It's not been gaining much interest.
Yeah. But let it just build up and then every month I'll just use 10 bags.
Yeah.
And I'll still have a mil.
Yeah.
That's always what I thought was going to happen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if I have a meal, I don't have enough money.
Yeah. If you just have a, I mean, you got a lot of money.
I've got a lot.
I wouldn't say, drop everything.
Yeah.
I'd just say live comfortably.
Yeah.
Like, don't go out and buy a Lambo.
You're not living comfortable.
I'm not buying a Lambo.
You're living the same way you are now with a meal, bro.
Literally, you're right. I'll live the same way.
You're right.
I would actually live the same way.
Exactly the same.
I might just have a few bad habits that I'll adopt.
You won't.
A few nicer things.
Try and gamble.
Nah, I'm not gambling.
Nah.
I'm saying far away.
You're not comfortable enough to gamble.
But I don't want to gamble, though.
If you've got 10 billion, you're gambling.
10 billion, yeah, I'm gambling.
I'm gambling everything.
But, oh my God. I'm trying.
Have you watched Focus? You see the way they gamble Focus?
What's Focus again?
It's Focus. Will Smith.
Willow. Yeah, yeah. Not Willow, sorry. What's the name, man? She was the most nicest woman in the world.
Margot Robbie.
Margot, that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know where Willow.
See the way they were gambling at the football game.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 million.
Yeah.
Like, huh?
Yeah,
money.
Like
2 M.
Money.
Come on.
To put 2 M's on anything,
it's mad.
You've got money, bruv.
It's mad.
You have to be a billionaire, because I can't imagine a multi-millionaire putting 2 mil, bro. That's you're immediately back down to.
You can't wire that money without calling your bank first.
No, of course not. And then your bank will have to say, "Are you sure about this, bro?"
They start asking like serious questions. Do you know the person you're sending money to? Because once it's sent, you're not. Don't call us.
Or call me. You know.
Straight back, because once we send it, that's it.
Yeah.
Send it.
I can't lie. On Monzo, when you send money to people, it comes out with that message. Every time I see it, I get scared. Yeah. Even though I've double checked the thing that I sent it to.
Sent it before.
It says, are you sure? Scammers. Or something like that. Yeah. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah. They let you know, nigga, if you send that shit. Yeah,
it's on you.
It's an accident. That's on you, bro. Yeah. We don't insure you for
they
that.
They don't want none of that. Smoke.
There was one time I remember I sent my bridge in some money. And them time there, I hadn't sent anything more than like, 2 bills out of my account. And let's say it was something like a grand or two or something like that.
Yeah.
And I remember he was like, yeah, send it. Yeah, cool. Sent it. And then he's called me like, big man. I haven't received it. So I'm like, bruv, I've sent the money. Like, he's like, bruv, is your bank on Instant? I'm like, you're fucking cheeky, bruv. Yeah.
Don't talk about my bank. Bro.
He's like, have you got Instant, bruv? Are you sure, bruv? What's going on with your bank? And I was like, bruv, I don't know, innit? I was like, all right, cool. Let me call them. So as soon as I've called them now, I was like, yeah, fraud department, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, oh, like I've sent money, but it's not gone to the recipient and the money's left my account. So someone must have done fraud. I said, no, that's fine. We was waiting for you to call. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Why?
Because they were thinking, you don't normally send this kind of money out. So therefore, if you're sending it,
you're going to call us.
If it doesn't go through, you're going to call us.
Same with the ring. When I was getting the engagement ring, same thing.
Ooh, what are you saying? 100 back.
Fred said, you don't usually spend this much money. What's going on?
I tried to send a lump sum in it at first. What's mad is, I did it. I sent £10 first, didn't it?
Of course.
Because if I typed it in wrong.
And I put the whole button in one go, it's mad. I'll pass out. I will.
You're good, so, you know. I don't do that.
Yeah.
If someone give me the results, obviously Barclays has this thing where it says it verifies it, innit?
Yeah, but they'll show you this account matches that name.
Sometimes when it don't match, I'm like, oh shit.
Doesn't always do that.
Yeah.
Like you can put it in and it might accept the detail.
But it's still wrong, isn't it?
Like,
yeah.
So I sent £10. I said, did you get that? He said, yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
From the print screen. I said, calm, I'll send the rest now.
Man sent the whole tenner. Just send the pound,
you
bro.
You could have
like, 50p. Yeah, he wanted, anything.
You know, he wanted to learn to know, like, he's got money.
I'm not broke.
That's a lie.
Nah, because when I was selling my car, the guy sent me a pound first just to make sure. That's the safest way to do things.
Just sending the whole lump sum. Like,
that's nuts. You've got to be sensible.
Bro.
I had to call them.
I said, yo, send the ton. And he's like, we're just making sure it's not fraud. Do you know the person? How do you know the person? What are you buying? I said, relax, man. Just send it.
Chill out, man.
I'm going to do this again in two weeks. The price is going up, man.
Expect more expenditure.
Yeah, man.
All right? Because there's more where that came from, Rick. Man's on this spending thing.
What else happened in the week?
Klitschko, what am I talking about? Fury thing.
Wow. Oh, that was this week.
Bro, that was the best fight I've seen.
Yeah.
What was good about it?
They went at it.
They were scuffing.
They were scuffing.
There was like five knockdowns.
Bro, it was fantastic.
Both of them went down.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Wilder went down. Fury went down twice. Wilder went down.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing.
Wilder was shattered, bro.
Oh,
yeah.
Them skinny legs, boy.
Listen.
Couldn't hold man up.
Bro, he did his thing though.
He didn't.
He did, man.
Do you know why
he was in there?
But he didn't at the same. Two things can be true at once.
It's true.
He tried, but you know, for him to have done his thing, it means he really messed up.
He's really that tired
that the reason you said he did his thing is because he kept going even though he was tired.
He did.
You're not supposed to be this tired.
Yeah, it's true.
I know you're supposed
to pace yourself.
Yeah. You know, when you're fighting somebody like Fury, yeah. That guy's a big fucking man, you know.
It's 12 rounds. You fought him twice.
Yeah.
And both times you got to at least round 8.
I can't remember what
he was. You know he's not going down in the third.
He got back up. He went, okay, yeah, he's going to get back up. But he went down twice in the fourth.
I'll never forget in that last thing where he got up and just went.
On an Undertaker thing.
That nigga's tapped, bro.
That guy is.
That guy is.
And that was at 5 seconds.
Bro.
And then he was up at 9.
Bro.
Have you watched, what's it called? Oh my God, Snatch, my favorite film. Have you watched Snatch before?
Yeah, you like dads.
Yeah, you like dads. And when my man gets knocked and he's in the ocean and then he just gets up and he knocks
it literally reminded me
of that.
Yeah.
A man just got up and you're thinking, there's spirits, bro.
Bro,
there's
spirits. Is this Lord Savior, Jesus Christ?
He loves it. I saw Mav was talking about when he was singing.
Hey,
you know when I was seeing him sing,
I was like, hey, this man is different, bruv.
Yeah.
He's a whole different guy.
Drake sent him a message. He said, you know, Gypsy King, you know.
Yeah.
Show me so much love, you know. And he goes, you know, when you win, just sing or do whatever you want, you know. And I was like, isn't that funny that he ended up blurting out the music?
He does that all the time. Yeah, even on his ring walk, enjoying the music, singing along.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, man, Wilder, like, he came in heavier, innit?
Yeah.
Than he usually does. Yeah, this is the stupid thing. Boxers, like, fam, stop coming in.
Mm.
For big fights,
yeah,
at a weight you're not used to, bro.
but obviously, you think it's going to give you an advantage.
But
that's why you do it.
Before.
It's all theoretical until you put it into action.
It's foolish.
Yeah. It's not necessarily foolish because it's
foolish.
Clearly, people do it because it's worked for them before.
Lost back to back, both muscle men, Anthony Joshua and now Wilder.
No, but Anthony's coming lighter.
Exactly.
Yeah, but obviously,
stop coming in that weight.
Which one?
Stop coming in that weight that you're not used to. Came in lighter so he could try and match I'm Very Feel for his movement, innit?
I'm Very Feel.
Come in there and throw haymakers, bruv.
Stop coming in there
lower than you are. Come where you are.
That shit fucking pissed me off, bruv. English is not my first language. And you, man, are every time I've said it once, and now you say
no. You never said once.
No. I'm saying I've said it once.
Who?
It's a funny thing now. Every time a reporter comes to look at me, how you feeling?
No, that's what I'm saying. He's not only said it once. This guy says this thing.
Mm. No, I know that. But what I'm saying is, obviously, when he said it, it was just him having bad English. No.
No, this
Maybe
is his
the
thing.
First
the first
time.
Oh, the first That's time. What I'm saying.
But now this is his
so
thing.
So now it's a thing, but I'm just saying every time a man's talking. So how you feeling?
I
said, fuck off, bro. Stop asking me the same question, bro.
You know, Dexter, omelet du fromage.
Yeah, on my face, man.
Omelet du fromage.
Omelet du fromage, bro. I am very feel.
Nah, man. But yeah, like Anthony Joshua.
So what are we saying? Boxing's back.
No.
Them men are just top tier. Them what? Two there, Wilder and Fury, top tier.
All their fights have been good. Fury, you would say, is top tier.
Fury's the best.
So would you say Wilder's top tier?
He is.
The way he hangs in there with Fury,
I don't think a lot of men could do that.
He's just got a good punch. Fury's actually-
Got the hardest Fury punch.
Fury's worked him 3 times.
Yes.
He's a boxer.
Fury is- He's top tier.
He's
like,
tactical. Like, the tactical boxer.
Josh is not- He's Anthony's not in there.
That's what I'm
he's
getting
He's not
at.
In there.
Where is
He's it? Not in there with them.
Yeah,
man.
Is it just he's just known?
Wilder
and,
Fury.
Too nice
and Wilder Anthony Joshua would be decent. That's exactly it. I feel like too he's nice. Too nice.
Yeah.
Like,
he ain't got that killer instinct. Mm, that Mike Tyson. Mm, that Lennox.
Yeah, I don't get that from him.
He's too Sky Sports. I don't even know if that's who he's signed to anymore, but he's too nice.
I'd like him to fight Wilder. That would be an interesting
Wilder
fight.
Would attack him.
No, but I need
yeah,
to
Wilder
see that.
Yeah, Wilder would run at him.
I need to
him.
See that.
Like, Wilder will smell
I need blood. To see that. Yeah. He can't fight Fury now. He can't.
I yeah, think yeah, it'll yeah.
probably be a much better technical fight, him and Fury, than Wilder
Fury's
Fury
washing
or Josh. Probably, but it'll, Fury's be, a better washing it'll be a better technical fight.
Nah, man, because Anthony Joshua, for me, needs to fight Wilder just because that's the only person I could see him after this Usyk fight because he's doing the rematch.
Yeah.
What's the name? Usyk. I don't know.
I am very familiar with rematches.
But yeah, he's going to do that rematch. If he doesn't win that, don't know what's going on with his career.
But I like the fact that men are losing. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm obviously someone's always lost. No, I like the fact that the guys that you see at the
because
top
I was
are losing.
I was still very upset when Undertaker lost.
Yeah. There was no need for that. They wrote that.
That's what's annoying about it.
They wrote it.
Why are you writing a loss for the man that's undefeated?
Even though this is all acting, I'm sure he was like, wait, what? Hey, wait, hold on. Vince, what's going on?
Yeah.
It says pin 1, 2. I'm supposed to get up then. It says 3, bro.
Bro. Yes, bro.
What's going on? He pinned him. Yeah, it's he lost mad, this bro. One, bro.
It's mad. But I was even watching some stuff on TikTok and it's like, I don't know. I need to find where they're having these interviews, but it's wrestlers just talking about certain matches that they've had. Mm. And Stone Cold was talking about his fight with Yokozuna or something like that. He said, bro, he literally shat himself in the ring. Like, basically.
Was it the tombstone thing?
No, Yokozuna had him on his shoulders and he's like a big fat man.
I think Stone Cold was meant to win a fight, but he got tombstoned once and he sprained his neck, innit?
So he
had to tell the ref, delay him a little bit because I can't move right now.
Mm.
Then the guy came and he just roll pinned him 1, 2, 3 and had to go hospital.
But that too.
Because because he's used to Undertaker tombstone in a minute and Undertaker gives nice cushion and comfort.
Yeah.
My neck is around his leg.
Yeah, boy.
It's all calm.
He gets his knees down before my head.
So he was, the guy before the match was like, yeah, no, I'm just going to tombstone you. And he was like, now, how do you do your tombstone? Don't worry, I got this. He said, all right, cool, fine. He tombstoned him, fucked his neck.
His neck off.
Bro, finished him.
He wanted to punch him up.
Bro, Yokozuna.
No, he can't move.
Bro.
he wanted to punch man up. He's looking at him like.
I'm in so much pain. I'm in severe pain.
You know what's so funny? He's out in front of thousands of people. He's thinking, I can't even scream.
Yeah.
All my days, my neck, bro. He's thinking, my neck.
Oh my God, I'm going to show you the clip. Neck. I might even throw in the episode, but there's another clip of Vince McMahon.
Mm.
Bro, he came down to the ring, innit, and he was meant to do something. I can't remember what he's meant to do, but he stretched both quadriceps, bruv. Ripped them both. Huh. So there's a point where he slides in the ring and he tries to get up and he just falls back down. And he's doing the whole thing, sitting down, just shouting. So obviously now he's acting like he's scared of the man them in the ring.
Yeah.
You know, when they're backing up, they're like that. Bro, he's actually torn his quads, bruv.
You're an old man, both of them.
He was old.
Equal distribution.
But yeah, Yokozuna, 267 kg. Put thing on his shoulders, fell back on it. He said shit literally came out of his pants, bruv. Then he was like, big man, I shot myself. he said he was such a nice guy. He's like, okay, dude. And then he's like, yeah, we have to end this match.
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold shot himself. As soon as he landed on him, he said shit came out, boy.
Fam, man activated his colon.
And people want to say wrestling's fake, man. It's fucking real, bro.
Listen, hey. Imagine you're doing moves out there, man. It's like, hey, I just shit myself, bro.
The canvas.
You know, he's thinking, what?
Hey.
I'm supposed to close down your neck.
Bro, it's done.
Finish it.
Pin me now.
Finish it. Oh my god, bro. I need to think of an exit.
Fam, it's mad.
Call the Undertaker, turn the lights off.
That must be the emergency.
You know what I mean?
There must be some sort of code where man's doing this to the camera. Big man. Man needs to hear that. Man needs to turn the lights off and bring a fucking Undertaker.
Distract everybody.
You know, that's he's there eating donuts. Rah, what's going on? He shit himself. Go, hurry up, quick. It's messy out there. Man's just going to come there.
Nah, cuz.
Rest of it's cold, though.
Hey, do you know what I was watching, though?
Mm.
I was watching bare NASA stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know I hate NASA, bruv. Do you know why I hate NASA?
Let's do an intro quick before you get into it.
All right, cool.
Man said NASA, bruv. That is very show. My name is Sammy Alchemy. Still got a shooter in the house, nigga. Yeah. That nigga ain't gonna shit himself if you land on him, nigga. Nigga, hold that shit in like a real man, nigga. Nigga, overseas, underseas, or God in him, whatever God. Is my nigga VP in the cut? That's a scary sight.
Yo.
And we got a new rug.
Yeah, man.
Vibes. Big shoes off.
The right size.
You can put your feet on it. Bareback right feet on it.
Yeah, it's a good feeling.
Mm. Yeah.
This might be a no shoes thing, you know, because the last one got dirty.
Yeah, yeah. Look at him. No shoes with his car, with his shoes on the carpet.
Yeah, but it's not. We said
no weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No weight is going through it. Mm. Shout out to all you guys. Live show.
Yeah, man.
This is the last episode before the live show.
Yeah.
And I've got the number. I got
you
the
do.
Number.
You
yeah.
got the sim.
I've got this, that. I've got lovely. The sim. Yeah, go.
This is, you know where we are.
Yes.
This is London Podcast Studios. If you want to book the space, the link is in the description.
Yes, it is.
They got two podcast rooms here, cameras, lights, microphone equipment, all of that. So yeah, if you want to book it, start your podcast, London Podcast Studios, check them out. Check
brilliant.
Out, man.
Oh yeah, check we got nominated for an award. Have people been voting?
Yeah, man.
I hope so. They better have been voting. We
I
gave
need
them
to know
details.
That. I keep forgetting the name, bruv.
UK
Entertainment Awards. Yeah, there we go, man. That's best podcast.
So yeah, make sure you go.
Yeah, man. Vote. Link should be in the description, actually. So
yeah, link will be in the description. Yeah. The number is +44 in case you
Why
guys.
Why are you giving that out now? Like somebody's actually gonna remember it.
I didn't mind write it down.
Right, go on. Yeah, write it down. Write it down, guys. Because we're not gonna put it in the description.
UK. In other words, make sure you contact the bill payer before you 07512744232. That's 07512744232. And we'll be taking all of your raunchy text messages that we can read out in the show. All right?
That'd be fantastic.
So make sure you text in dilemmas. Maybe we can use it going forward. I'll put it on Instagram and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Why
text
not?
In dilemmas, city girls, city boys, whatever. We'll read out the live show and we'll continue moving that on. So if you ain't got your ticket to the live show, you can still contribute if you would like. All right?
Yeah.
Is there anything else?
Merch. The link is in the description as
merch.
Well. Remember, if you're buying merch, please make sure you're coming to the live show. Yeah. It's collection only.
Yeah, collection only. Yeah.
Buy your merch. Come to the live show and collect.
Yeah.
Please. It's sold out, so don't turn up.
Yes, somebody did ask me that. They were like, oh, can you buy tickets on the door? No, you cannot buy tickets on the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, bring your ID.
Yes,
bring your ID, 18 and over. There's no tracksuits.
Dress code. There's no tracksuits.
I don't believe there's tracksuits.
Is it?
You can or can't wear tracksuits.
I don't believe you can wear tracksuits.
You can wear tracksuits.
It's box park.
Right, we'll confirm that.
Well, this is the last episode before you back up.
We'll put it on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, we'll put it on Instagram.
Put on Instagram. Yeah. Go check out Instagram. Yeah, so therefore, you have to go follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
You'll get updates there. So yeah, that is that. Novelty 10% as well. Link's in the description.
Yeah.
Go check that out. Yes, NASA.
Bruv, do you know why I hate NASA, bruv?
Why?
Because I want to be an astronaut.
Okay.
Now?
I've always wanted to be an astronaut.
Yeah, so why can't you?
Don't be doing that shit, man. It's too late.
No, how is it too late?
I didn't say it's too late, bro.
Bro, I'm sure Bezos. There's older people
bro,
that can
yeah,
be
Jeff Bezos and them.
Nah,
man.
But
them
there's older man that actually
well,
go into
you know
training
what I
from
saw
now.
Today? I got a notification on my phone, yeah, and it said Virgin Galactica plummets 11% after opening up economy flights or some shit like that.
To what?
Virgin Galactica
is the moon travel, the space travel.
Yeah. I think they've opened it up.
To economy flights and it's plummeted.
Because the rich people said, I ain't getting to the moon, these broke motherfuckers.
Ben said, I'm not traveling with them, man.
I'm not going with them.
I'm pulling out of my money out of this.
Hey. No. Word. I'm taking my money out, bruv.
What? You're this telling me commoners are going to the...
Man, I'm a VC company. You told me that we was going to be putting our money into something for the wealthy people.
Hey.
You're talking about economy.
They said that shit plummeted, I said.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Virgin they really don't want to be next to us. Or
they know.
Not
they
even
don't.
On the moon.
Not even on the moon.
Big man, you can travel the world. We're going space. That's what the wealthy people are doing. But you ain't coming. I'm not coming, bro. I'll fuck it. I'll wait till Elon Musk does it, bro. I'm not.
We don't even know how much that flight costs.
We don't even
know. I don't
know,
have a clue.
Because
economy
it's open
to
us,
space is gonna be a madness, bro.
It'll be the new stunt, though.
That would be
new stunt.
It'd be but like, hey, yeah, I'd be pissed off if I only went to space for 10 minutes.
It's a shit holiday.
I'm not paying.
It's actually a shit
holiday.
Just
an experience. Because I saw two women went for about 375 days. I'm trying to go for that long, bruv.
What? I'm not trying to leave. No. Eating fucking pasteurized food or whatever the fuck.
In the meal of the time.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
You know what's funny? You didn't even say no, I don't.
Yeah, nah. I like that shit. That's true. What they're eating. No, but I couldn't eat that for fucking 300 or how many days, bruv. Like, there's certain foods you can eat like that. Yeah, but they would have that. But
where
it
did
would
they
be
shit,
fucking... Man? In space.
One thing I was thinking is, where do they shower?
I don't even think showering's a
there
thing.
There can't be an infinite supply of water up there, bruv. They're
nah, it's gonna run out.
It's gonna run out, yeah. It's actually gonna run out. How do they shit? How do they shower? They must not shower, bruv.
They have to shower.
But maybe you can't smell out there.
Hey?
I know what he's saying, but...
you know what he's saying? So who wants the helmet?
But there's no fucking oxygen up
there.
Have
you been there? What?
There's no oxygen up there.
In the shuttle, there's oxygen.
Yeah, I hear that. But I'm saying in general,
no,
like,
so
it's
which
all
one of you want the helmet, bro?
No, why are we getting helmets?
How do you mean?
Have you been there?
You know they can
do you know
smell
what they
there.
Can smell?
They do you
can,
know listen, they can
what
smell
can they smell?
In the aircraft, they can smell.
What are they smelling?
What they smell on Earth, there's oxygen in the aircraft, bro.
Oxygen.
So no one's getting the helmet, but if Fred said it.
It's because there's too many people confused right
too
now.
Too much confusion. It's you two that are confused. So it's you that might be the confused one. Exactly. Nigga, if everybody crazy, you the one that's insane.
They don't think they can smell in the aircraft.
I reckon they could. I reckon they could.
No, you think they can?
No, he asked and I said, I get what you mean, but I reckon they can.
Wait, so you got what he mean though?
Yeah. Because it's a question. Like, what did they smell?
So you understood the question?
Yeah, of course. Don't you understand the question?
The stupid ass question.
Might be.
All right, listen. They can smell in the aircraft. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know about outside of it.
Yeah.
But they've got their spacesuits on.
There's no oxygen out
but
there.
But I'm sure
so
if
no
you farted in your suit, you'd smell it.
In your suit?
Yeah. I reckon you would.
I'm sure you would.
Yeah.
Peak.
I'd be peak.
You're just that'd stuck
peak.
In the chiz, bro.
Hey, that's
peak. Dutch oven themselves in space.
I'm glad
you're on the moon, bro. Big man. You can't take this. Hey. You can't escape this.
Can you imagine shitting yourself in space? It must be long.
It's a survival one, bruv. This is for survival. If you shit yourself for survival, it probably don't feel that bad, bruv.
It's true, though.
There's only two of us up here,
man. Nah, there's more. Oh, that's NASA. You see, anyway, so NASA, yeah. There's more that I'm mad at them. Yeah. I can't become an astronaut today, bruv.
Nah.
Not today.
Today, I mean as in today. Like,
why?
Bruv, it's too late,
tell me how.
Man.
Is there not training programs or something?
Training program.
Bro, how do you become an astronaut? Have you done the research?
You had to have been in NASA from ages ago, fam, or you had to have done something.
No, you
have
to be a mathematician or something, innit?
You have to have been doing that.
That's one of the things you got to be good at.
No, man.
You just have to be smart.
More than that.
It's mad.
You have to be smart.
No, but they're not smart.
Who?
When I was watching it, I was like, you lot are idiots, bro.
What was you watching? Netflix?
Disney Plus.
Right.
Hella Nat Geo stuff.
Yeah.
They're idiots, bro. Like just they send shit up there that's broken.
Yeah.
They send astronauts to fix it.
Yeah.
Then it was like, we only have one opportunity at this because we've only got one blaster. So I was like, why don't you put another one on it?
Yeah. Funding, bro.
Funding?
Yeah.
Big NASA.
Yeah, like sometimes they'll be like, oh, we've got enough money for one blaster.
I don't like that kind of shit, bro.
What do you mean?
Like even then, where
man
they get the money from?
One chance.
From the government.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I hate. I hate that man can't
but
be like,
they
no.
They sell shit too.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, that's true. Like they definitely, yeah.
Alpha Industries.
Industries, NASA, license that name. Big man, we're going to have to go to fashion this year. We need these blasters, guys.
We need these blasters.
Tell H&M, tell all of them. Boo man, every single one, and they can have it.
They can have it.
They can have the logo, bro.
Have it, bro.
Have it.
Selling shit, they be making peas. Even I thought that when I was watching it. I started with Pluto because I was upset about this as well.
What, the planet? It's not a planet.
It's
too small.
But then, listen, so there was this-
Shout out to Rick and Morty.
Yeah, there was this 45-minute documentary on Pluto, yeah?
Yeah.
And It was all about how they're going to get the aircraft from Earth to Pluto to show us new pictures of Pluto. The original pictures of Pluto were just a black dot on a piece of paper. Like a guy years ago took it from his telescope somehow, but it was just black dots on a white piece of paper. I said, okay, sure, Pluto. That's Pluto. Cool, no problem.
Yeah.
If you see the picture, bro, just bare dots on a page, bro. You're like wankers. So now, more recent pictures of Pluto, if you see the pixelation on it, boy, it was pixelated off. It was mad. I said, this is what they told us was Pluto. Yeah. They've never actually been there.
They've never been there.
Everything else is clear, but Pluto, man's got pixelated shit. Yeah.
It's too far. But this aircraft got there in 9 years.
Nine years.
Let me finish. So I thought, oh, okay, I'm going to see a good-ass picture of Pluto right now. The whole time it was animated images. As in, I could see a camera following the aircraft. I was like, no, this ain't real.
This is CGI.
Of course. I'm not seeing Pluto right now. It got to 44 minutes and I still ain't seen Pluto.
These niggas haven't seen it.
They ain't seen it, bro. I ain't seen a picture of Pluto to this day.
Yeah, I'm like,
Fam, where's Pluto, bro?
That's why it's not a planet no more. The reason they
said it wasn't a planet is because when the aircraft got closer,
There was no gravitational pull, it noticed
that there were a lot of other rocks around that were either the same size or bigger than Pluto. So what they thought happened was a meteor crashed into Pluto and broke off into a lot of little rocks. So now it's not a planet no more.
Regardless of that,
there still wasn't a picture of Pluto. That's what I wanted to see.
In 45 minutes.
And that's why Pluto's not a planet. Because they haven't got the technology to get there. They say, fuck that, it's not a planet there.
Fuck it,
They call it because they said they don't want too many planets because they don't want to confuse the school kids. So fuck the kids.
Yeah.
Then they said, we can't call it a star or a moon.
And they called it a dwarf planet at one point.
A dwarf planet.
Yeah, they're just making shit up. When I was listening
to these people talk, I was like, everyone is idiots. Because the guy even said something along the lines, we don't want people to think we don't know what we're doing.
Can you imagine?
So we have to call
it a documentary.
Yeah, bro.
There's a such thing as an educated idiot, bruv.
And it's these people
that have studied, they're smart as hell, and they just use jargon to just confuse you. Dwarf planet, you're just making it
up.
Then I thought, okay, maybe this one because it's closer. The sun.
I've seen the pictures.
What, of the sun?
Yeah, but somebody took a picture through their telescope.
In the same document, in another documentary, 45 minutes again, I thought, okay, I'm going to see the sun. They didn't show me the sun. They just showed CGI images of the sun again.
Oh, so
I'm thinking, these motherfuckers ain't got shit. They ain't got shit, bruv. They ain't got a goddamn thing.
I don't like the way every single picture is from a telescope, bruv.
Someone needs to show me this shit up and personal, bro.
You're taking this shit from your crib,
bro.
From here.
All of these Hubble telescopes, and aircraft, all of that shit that's supposed to be out there. And you know what was pissing me off again? I was watching this shit, Everything I saw out in space, there were no stars in the background.
Oh yeah, starless.
It's just clear.
It's just clear black sky.
So now I just need to understand. This black, is a question.
Black sky.
Why, yeah? So the sun.
Okay, black, if black you want sky. It. What do you want to call it?
What do you want to call
what
it?
Do you
want
it's to above, it's sky.
It's below too.
You're below.
I don't even know what that is. It's just atmosphere, bro.
The sun lights up all the planets, or provides light and heat to these planets.
Mm-hmm.
But why is space black?
Like what? The sun not enough, light up.
It's not enough whole, light.
What is it?
But it lights up everything. It lights up the planets.
I hear you.
Yeah, but.
So but why is it all black? Like, listen, turn on the light in here.
Everything has light.
Yeah.
But the sun in space that lights all the planets.
But everything around it is black.
Why?
Hear this. What color is camera?
Black.
What color is light? The black light thing. Okay. They're black.
That's
so
gone.
The space is just black.
Yeah.
So if, it's just black. It's just black.
So what are we living in, bruv?
We're living in a reality. Black. It's a black bed sheet. Just up there, fam. They were just wrapped in it.
Fam. There could be some extraterrestrial beings out there that are really running
like,
shit.
Are we deep in it though? Like,
yeah.
So we should, I do hear you though.
Like yeah. The sun lights up all the planets, but space is black. Like I don't get it. Why is black? Like,
because it's black.
But then also they said that they saw a black hole the other day.
Where?
In space. Where else would they see it, bro?
No, but I'm saying, like, where in space? This is ridiculous. Not where in space.
Oh, come on, were you in the coordinates? Yeah,
like was it close to us? Was it far? Like,
irregardless.
Okay.
They saw the black hole, yeah? Now, this is the next thing.
Where?
I was thinking, is it close? I was scared. I was like, are we going to die?
So why are you scared?
Because apparently you get sucked into them.
And where?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. It's all the movies.
It could be the promised land over there.
It could be.
Or it could be absolutely nothing. Space is black. How do you now see a black hole in a black place?
It's a different shade.
This is why I don't like nothing.
It's a different shade.
No, I hear that because it's like, where are you getting sucked into?
Yeah.
Where are you seeing a black hole in black space?
A black hole? Where are you getting sucked into? It's true.
Into a different multiverse.
Who has even been sucked into it to now come and tell us, yeah, I got sucked in.
Yeah, it's
dangerous. Yeah, a lot of things are made up. We know this, bro. I'm
on to them. Send me to space. In the movies, I'll come back and tell you what's real, bruv.
Everything from the movies that I thought was going to happen still hasn't happened. Like, we still don't have flying cars.
You like movies too much, bro.
But that's what are we basing this shit on, bruv?
Movie. That man is a man like you, bruv.
Who?
The man that made the movie.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying all of these things they're saying is going to happen.
It's just a man.
Yes, so what's your point?
Why do you think he knows?
I know he doesn't. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying that just the same way this man can make a movie, these scientists are just making movies and not putting it in cinemas, bruv.
Oh, yeah.
They're putting it in a book.
If you push it in a book,
that's what I'm saying.
That's
like,
a real shit.
Yeah, it's like, what
you
the fuck?
You push it in a book,
you
real.
Are just making because shit up
even
all day long.
Oh, not being a planet, you have to rewrite all the books.
And that's
bro,
long.
Bro, that's long.
Man are like,
so now certain books just don't count.
Yeah, I'm not
certain
changing the syllabus because you went to go and be nosy and go see what's going on with Pluto. I'm not changing the books, bruv. Fuck that shit.
It's mad.
We're just going to keep teaching the same wrong shit, bruv.
They're on some bullshit. That's why, bruv.
Yeah.
Where's this guy going?
Man just got to take off the jacket. Neo over there. The chosen one. Nah. Did you not see the sleep baiting?
I did, but I didn't. I just laughed at the pictures. I actually don't know what the situation is, bro.
What is it?
So, So basically, one brother is he was homeless, innit? And he was staying with this girl. I don't know if it was his girlfriend, but he was staying with this girl. He had nowhere to stay at times when he would come to Manchester and DJ. He had nowhere to no. She even booked like his hotel. So basically, this is his girl or his ting, shall we say? Yeah, and I think he's basically gone out and denied that he knows her, that he was with her.
Yeah.
So she's on a vibe of, what? You're saying you don't know me, yeah? You're saying that you weren't with me. Calm. She went to her Snapchat media and uploaded all the evidence.
Black or
all
white?
Of the tea. Huh?
Black or white?
Oh,
guess what black. Race it is?
Black. What? Yeah, nah, she black. Said, yeah. You know when Snapchat, when you're angry, when you put one bar of a sentence and you put another bar of a sentence because you're not character.
Yeah.
She said, you think you don't know? Know who you did it?
I was just
she
laughing at the pictures.
She slapped up the media. You want to see the way this guy was sleeping?
He
in the
was
bed?
Sleep. He was like this, man.
Bro.
Bro, like, if you see the way he was sleeping,
he
was
bro.
sleeping, man.
Big
fucking
man.
Charlie was like, bro, he was sleeping like he pays bills in this house.
Charlie said, if you found out all your ops died in a car crash, that's the way you'd sleep.
That's the way you'd sleep, man.
Big man, bam. I'm going to go.
You can rest good.
I've never seen somebody sleep so. Bro,
so
his
foot. He was just trying to deny the woman. Like.
Yeah,
he denied
I don't know
that
why. I don't
he's
get
with
why.
Her, knew her, and she was like, she was
him.
She said, I washed his dirty pants.
Yeah.
All them things.
Twitter thread.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a Twitter thread. Oh, where is this picture? Yeah. You need to see the way he was sleeping.
Bro, he was really sleeping, bro.
You need. Oh wait, actually, I'll just go and Twitter.
I'm still on my detox, bro.
Yeah. But trust me,
I'll take a screenshot and I'll take it off for that. But she got him sleeping. Then there's a video of him dancing, singing to one tune. Then there's another video where dude's got the towel on. You know,
it's up there. It's up there, bro. No,
I wear my towel up there.
Why?
Cause I gotta dry my chest.
No.
Do you not wipe?
Don't you?
Yeah, but when I'm walking back from the bathroom,
you put it up there. Bitch.
Oh, bitch. Yo, bitch.
A wet back out, lad.
Bitch ass nigga.
What? Wet back out.
What do you mean wet back? You dry, bro.
I don't dry in the bathroom.
Oh yeah, that's why. I dry in the bathroom.
Look, I get lightheaded.
Look. You need to see the whole body though. Yeah. When you see, look, they even had a thing of this is how people sleep when they don't pay bills, bruv.
Fab.
You need to see, I need to get the full image of the whole body. Oh no,
His foot was on the wardrobe, bruv.
Nah, bro.
How are you sleeping and your foot is on the wardrobe?
Bro, oh wait. Oh, look, they just got him down, bruv. So obviously she's come out there and said, yeah, look, what you think I don't
know? She's wearing his Yeezys. He's wearing her Yeezys. Hanging off the back.
Oh, I'll find the image of the whole body, but the sleep was too comfortable.
Fantastic sleep.
They said that sleep is too much, bro. That's a fearless sleep. None of ones. But then obviously, there's a lot of questions around this.
Go on.
Who are man them actually going to when they need help, bruv? Because we need to pick the people better.
Yeah.
We need to pick this way better because—
But he's a user. It's who you can get away
very true.
With.
Yeah.
It with, innit?
Very true.
Bro, the way he's sleeping there, he thought she's a prick, bruv. Yeah, like, man is off guard. Like, he's thinking she ain't going to do shit.
Said, this a boss. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. He was enjoying himself in the house, you know?
Listening to her music.
Nah.
He said, baby. What song is it?
He's enjoying himself.
You know when you hear that man weren't paying rent, you know? That's why you're dancing like this, bro.
Yeah.
But obviously, again, so there's that question. Who are men going to when they need help? And then, man was saying, he's the victim here. Because he's the one that she's leaked all his shit.
Yeah, it's a revenge porn, isn't it?
All this
that's a revenge porn.
Bro.
Yeah, I hear you.
Man, I'm like, how many pictures have been taken of me when I've been sleeping then?
Yeah.
What are these girls on when man's actually sleeping in the
have
crib?
Have you taken a pic of your girl when she, like, only when she's sleeping roughly?
Yeah.
Rough.
Like, yeah. When and she's taking looking, pictures of me.
Like, she's looking like,
bro.
You are not pretty right it's now, bruv. Yeah. See yourself in the morning.
It's
because the way you're sleeping is bro, mad, bruv.
I've recorded it.
It's a violation.
Even the way you're snoring.
I've done voice recording.
What is it?
Well, voice recording. You know you hear that.
Yeah.
You know this is.
Bro, and my girl can sleep. The other day, imagine she was sleeping downstairs, told her to go upstairs. When I got upstairs, obviously the dog was beside the bed, innit? So she must have been stroking the dog, fell asleep. Her whole half of her body was off the bed. When I walked in, she walked in like she'd just been caught cheating, bruv. No, what? I said,
do you know what? Yasmin hates daytime naps as well. You see me, if I've got opportunity to sleep, I'm taking it. Yeah. And she'll be looking, why are you sleeping? I said, listen, leave me alone. When I came home one day, she came home, and she passed out.
Yeah.
I'm telling your mum. Yeah. She was so embarrassed.
Take the opportunity.
I said, do you want to come gym? She said, no.
Total tax.
Said, bro.
Oh, bad.
Just sleep. Even the other day, what happened? Manny was sleeping. And like, it's happened twice. I've walked in, I'm doing whatever I'm doing. And she'll wake up like, she'll be like, oh, you scared me.
Yeah, like, bro, like.
You would have been done out here. You might have been there for 5 minutes, bro. You're waking up like, I just made noise, cuz. He was done at it. He was all done at it. Daughter's sleeping there. You ain't protecting shit. I've been here for time.
Late, bro. You woke up too late, bro.
That's even what you should have done. You should have took the TV off the wall. Took the painting. Everything should be gone.
What?
Man.
Everything is gone.
Where were you?
In the garage.
Bam. Oh my days. Everything could have been taken. But yeah, she aired out his laundry, and I'm like, do people understand that when you do this, like, you're lowering your market?
Yeah, you get what I'm saying.
She's out there saying, I washed his dirty pants, can't believe he's free. Look, I'm like, does this
I don't want to be with you now.
Yeah, like, does it, like, same way when you had the theory of if you tell everyone that you got cheated on, it's almost open season now. You're saying, I can allow it. If someone cheats on me, I might stay.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, you're just out here showing that you're just facilities, bruv.
Mm.
Man, they're just going to think, I can just stay with you. And
you,
I'm thinking,
you don't live with your parents now. I'm pulling up.
Rob,
I can stash my gun here.
Oh,
look after this for me.
What?
I'm going to send John Rand. There's 10 bag. Yeah, give that.
Give it to him.
The bag underneath in the nut.
This generation is so on. I'm going to air out your laundry. You're forgetting you're airing your shit out too, bruv. And I'm like,
they don't give a damn, bruv. Kamikaze, it, bruv.
True, they don't. It's different gen, isn't it? So,
you just end up looking silly, bruv.
It's different. That, it was peaceful not being on the net, man.
Yeah. I'm sure it was, bruv, because a whole lot of...
I felt peaceful.
My screen time was down.
Down.
Good. I bought me a GQ magazine.
Ooh, men's reading print.
Seeing all the new watches, the new freight. I said, yes, this was good. This is what these lot did. I put echelon on this tinge. Yes, right? This might be monthly, 1 week a month, whatever. Like, I didn't do everything I wanted to do.
Yeah.
I wanted to read actual books as well.
Mm.
But time just goes, boy.
How?
Like, because you see in the winter, it's not winter, but the dark sun just goes
dark
down
early.
So much faster. You're just thinking, time is getting away from me. I even need to go to Tesco's.
Yeah.
Then you get back, you're like, nah, man, I can't read for an hour. Then I did a bit of meditation.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Just chilling. But because I saw it in GQ, innit? The meditation app.
Yeah.
There's these two
Calm.
Calm. There's these two guys that started it, innit?
Mm.
I was like, all right, let me get this, see what I'm going, innit? You only, like, there's like a chat, there's like a book of 30 meditations, isn't it?
Yeah, first one
for free.
Yeah. I've grabbed that joint before.
And deleted it.
Definitely. That shit needs to be reinstalled.
I'll just YouTube a meditation from. Like, we'll have to pay a subscription to meditate.
Yeah, I'm like, you mad.
Move, bro.
Young Umogwe, go five you sound, bro.
Essentially, you're paying for the notification reminder.
Yeah. So literally, you know? And even in the more time, oh, fuck off, man.
I'm just gonna remind myself, man.
I
watched all my NASA stuff and just onto them.
You was watching Thing, innit? What If on Disney? Cold.
What's
you
that?
Need to watch that. It's basically like different versions of what would happen if this
some
happened
of the first ones, the last two,
right?
The ones with Ultron.
What?
Cold,
what's Ultron?
Do you remember Age of Ultron and Marvel?
No.
And it
that's why I didn't text him.
Bro.
I texted Dennis.
Hey, it's the best.
I watched it twice, you know.
Fam, I'm going to watch it again because it was cold.
What, you didn't text me?
Nah. Listen, it was cold.
You wouldn't watch it. Are we wasting my time?
Bro.
You know?
Bro.
Just full on deaf ears.
I would have even said, yeah, I'll check it. I just wanted to be in the know.
I binged it.
I text Dennis, I text Josh, I said, watch this.
Yeah.
Bro.
I said, whoa. This, like, you wouldn't get it.
Because it's like, if Ultron had won. That's what I'm saying, fam. I'm even annoyed that you can't evolve. Fam, if Ultron had won, Doctor Strange.
Jen, do you know why that version of Doctor Strange is because of his other What If? That's mad as well.
Bruv, that's when I started realizing they bring in all the What If characters, because when T'Challa was the Star-Lord. Yeah. Bro, you need to watch it,
man. Some, what was
it's
it?
A it's a multiverse.
Killmonger was Thingy.
Black Panther. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Bro.
Oh, that's sick. Interesting
it's
still.
Sick. It's proper sick,
it was
man.
Those last two episodes.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin it, but it is cold. You need to watch it.
It was even a two-part, because then
what if the Watcher got involved?
Yes.
Hey, see the when the Watcher and Ultron were scuffing?
I was thinking he's holding his own.
Man was punching him into alternate realities in different dimensions. I said, that's mad.
Fam, what? Man, bang him, whole buildings change. Bang him, different building. But he's in a different universe.
So animated as well.
Yeah, animated. It's all animated. It's fucking
so it's not
sick.
Like a documentary.
No.
Oh, it's like an
this
actual
is
episode.
Actual episodes, like, oh, okay, it's all so right, sick.
Cool. That fight scene, I was losing it because I had a thingy as well, innit? So we're not watching it.
Oh, you must have been thinking.
I said, hold on a minute. Did you just punch him into a new reality? I said, really?
Ultron, what's going on?
That's how everybody hates Chris shit.
What? Do you know what I didn't like though, I didn't. It's just because I like Killmonger, but they made him such a snake, bruv.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everything he did was snaky, bruv.
That's his character, though.
That's his character. But
did they do it with Michael B. Jordan as well?
Yeah, like, I think they had their real voices in that. Most of them had the real voices. Oh, cold. They made Thor like a frat boy, because Loki... Like, it's cold,
most of them looked like the real...
The real people, yeah. Well, like, Killmonger looked like Michael B. Jordan. Yeah, yeah. Like, it was
if you watch the actual Avengers, Disney, they don't look like...
Any of the people,
this version, a lot of them did. It was cold, But it's even when he clocked that old dot because he could hear the Watcher talking, Who's that?
Oh,
and then he him behind the Sutton, and then he's like, oh, shit, you can hear me,
Bro, the Watcher said, huh, what is this? Cold. I've seen everything in this world, but what the hell is this, bro? Bam, he was shot because the Watcher is in between all of the multiverses, so he can see every version of everything.
Right.
But somehow Ultron can hear him, and he was like, "What? Nobody can hear
because
me. Nobody
Ultron
can see
won,
me."
And then he split Thanos in half and took all of the stones. So when
that's
that
what even made me go rush to it. Because when you text me, I went on Twitter. First thing I seen was the way he split Thanos in half. Because it was that, it's not over.
Had the Infinity, all of them. Just split in half. I said,
quick things.
What?
Quick things. That is mad. Vision, it's basically Ultron. But like, it's basically if Ultron had got Vision's body and kept it for himself.
Right.
What happened was Avengers in the actual film
got
Vision's thing, fused it with Jarvis or whatever, and then Vision became Vision.
Right.
But if Ultron had got that body that he was building for himself, he would have been unstoppable.
Right.
Bro, it's mad. It's mad.
Oh, shit. I'm going to watch it.
You should.
And I'm going to get it as well.
Yeah, you will.
The next time, text me.
But you have to watch the film to get
film?
Age of Ultron.
Oh, man, needs to watch the film now. Come on, just get it. I don't like things
you
that
can. They've got another thing on Disney. They got Legends, and basically it's like shorts and explains each character. So they have one of Scarlet Witch. They've got one of what's his name? Basically all of them, so that you can understand of Vision, so you can understand what Vision is, how he
why his
stone, all of that stuff. So you can get the gist of all these people in like, I think it's like 10 minutes is the longest one or something like that. So then you can watch that, then go back because it'll give you the understanding.
That's not
for cheap code people, isn't it? Like, it's cheap.
I'm on the ground. You could tell me what happened in the series. Like, I'll just start at season 4, fam. Tell me. Catch me up. Tell it to me.
Let me start at season 4.
Catch me up, boy.
That show is cold, bro.
Yeah.
I started watching Simpsons as well from the jump.
Oh, yeah.
It's the coldest.
What, from the first episode? What, when it was even dead?
It's all on Disney.
Matt Groening didn't even have the skills them Disney time there. You know, Bart was looking mad. Bart looked evil
as hell.
The
maddest thing is, Bart looked good. Then he looked shit. Then he looked good again.
Right.
They must have changed the animator and fired him again.
Yeah.
You see, when someone came in and Bart was looking skinny, lips all long and that. That was the worst Bart. Like, but when I started from season one, episode one, Bart looked all right. Looked good.
Yeah.
You know? So they must have changed the animator and they said, nah, boss. Like, what's this?
This guy's like, shit, man.
My friend sound like he went on holiday.
Bro.
And all men did was say, I'm off social media.
You could do bare shit.
But it brings so much time.
Twitter, TikTok's
Instagram,
been taking my time, bro.
TikTok. Yeah, I wasn't even on YouTube. WhatsApp was deleted. I was off everything.
TikTok, that takes my time. Like, my whole journey to work, I'm on TikTok.
I hate
I love it, bro.
I don't hate, but I can't use it.
I can use it. Do you know what it is? It started feeding me the shit that I want. So now I'm getting the shit that I'm into. Bro, like, it's just my feed now. Like, they know me now. Like, comedy.
The algorithm's got him.
The algorithm got me. It's got the comedy. It's got the fucking Call of Duty. It's got it all, bro. Like, man, just scrolling and seeing everything I want.
Got him for sure. Got him for sure. Yeah. Nah, I don't do TikTok.
It's tough.
What did you
tough.
Like to do this week then? What did you like?
Ooh. I was streaming. Dude. It was fun. Shout out Alex, man. Alex Bass. Alex Bass.
Yeah.
Imagine, the dyslexia kicked in. So I was streaming. I was streaming the other day, and he's obviously commented on YouTube or whatever. And when he comes on YouTube, it says Mr. Reloaded, isn't it?
So I'm like,
what's good? Da, 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 da. He's jumped over to Twitch. But obviously I'm playing games, innit? So, but when somebody follows you, it gives you a notification. And obviously I'm always like saying, yo, thanks for the notification, innit? I mean, thanks for the follow. Obviously I've looked over at it and it's obviously MRR. So now I'm like, yo, safe Merlody.
You're dumb.
I was like, yo, Merlody? Merlody, thanks for the follow, bro. Bro, they were laughing. They were like, what's wrong with this guy?
He can't fucking read, bro. You know, when there's no space, as an adult, it's mad. Do you know how long it used to take me to read hashtags? Oh my God.
Wait, I was like, you need dying. To capitalize that letter, bruv.
Bro,
you have to capitalize
the next letter. It needs to be capitalized, bruv. Melodic, safe, bro.
Written out, root boy. Oh, that is joke. What did I do? I chilled a bit. I read a bit. I caught up on news. I realized news has got nothing good there. Nothing
what kind of news?
There.
Like the news.
The news. Like I just, you know, when I'll see the notification, I'll be like, okay, let me read it.
Yeah.
Said that there's an MP that got stabbed in church. I said, Jesus Christ.
What?
In Essex. Bro. I think maybe his operation works within the church. Mm. Then someone came in, stabbed him up, left. Dead.
In church.
In a church.
Member
of Parliament.
But MP. Why did he get stabbed?
They don't know. The guy came in and stabbed him up, bro.
Just him. Wow.
But this is the thing. You see them jobs, when you're an MP or something, you might be like, this is good for everybody, but there could be somebody that you fucking done over, bruv.
Yeah.
When you got rid of that
proper
thing, done
proper.
Their whole family lineage.
Yeah.
Now you stabbed him and he's dead, you idiot.
Do you know what I mean?
And
stupid.
In prison,
Lord knows what it's for. I'm like, right, MPs. I'm like, is this getting publicized enough? You know, man, here's of our black kids out there. Got stabbed in
that's
church.
Crazy.
He did him in the church,
that's
bro.
That's crazy. He was up to shit.
I said, oh he my Lord, bro. Ah. And then what else was going on? What else did I read about? Oh, I've even written it down, bro.
Do you not do skincare?
That's something I've been trying to get into more. Yeah. I've been trying to do it, but it's just long, man. It's long. I'm shit with routine. Yeah, I want to get into it, but apparently what it takes like 3 weeks to develop a habit or
apparently
something like that.
It takes a year to make it natural to you.
Yeah, but you need like 3 weeks solid work to get into it.
Yeah.
But after a week, I'm done, bro.
Yeah.
Actually, because you remember I did do some reading actually. Remember when I was saying about you can think your height into existence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Someone DM'd me pictures out of a book about, I was telling you about this woman who her husband committed suicide.
Right.
And she got depressed. She was physically, she had physical
illness. Yeah.
Like she even developed cancer, bad habits, got a toxic boyfriend, her kids were in financial disarray, all of, like the worst had happened to her, innit? Then she found out the doctors put her on all types of medicine and chemo. She lost the saliva in her mouth. Couldn't eat solid.
I've heard about that. And you just have to always have like water around you.
Yeah, like bare things happened to her, innit? And then she was like, she was basically addicted to the pain, innit? Anytime, because pain can get addictive, innit? But her nervous system got so addicted to the pain that anytime she thought of her trauma, the pain it would cause
her body was addicted to it. So she thought,
it's normal.
The medicine isn't working. I've now even developed cancer.
Mm.
But I did all of this by thinking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Why can't I fix myself with my thoughts too?
Yeah.
So she started meditating for a couple years and she bounced back.
What? Cancer gone?
Cancer gone.
That's crazy.
Got the saliva back in her. She dropped all the medicine out.
Mm.
She just meditated.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how, mad. That's mad.
It just all depends on how powerful you think humans are.
Mm.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Powerful.
I think we're very powerful.
A lot more.
I definitely think we're like telekinesic and shit like that. Like all that kind of stuff. I definitely think there's some sixth sense that we have sometimes.
That we can't tap into.
That we just haven't tapped into.
It's when you see them, was it Stan Lee's superhumans or whatever?
Yeah.
There's certain people that could do some shit in real life. That you're thinking, bro, how the fuck are you doing this?
Even then, like, how did you find out you could do it? And
the training it took you to get to this point.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember the 1-inch punch guy?
Yeah. Bro, mad.
Like, certain man can just go like that and just finish you.
Mm. It's mad, no, bro.
Break walls.
I didn't like Shang-Chi, bro.
You didn't like it?
See,
you didn't like the villain?
Who are you classing as the villain?
It'd be the dad, innit? Or the thing... There wasn't an actual villain. When we were walking and you was like, oh, it's all about the villain. I was like, he's not going to like it. I knew it from then. I was thinking, he's going to come and tell me he didn't like it.
Everyone was telling me about the fight scenes. I was like, they aight.
No, they were sick, bro.
They were aight.
Bro, I took my nephews.
Don't excite me like
that, I went with my nephews. They said, this is the best thing they've seen.
How old are they, bro? They ain't seen shit.
One just to shout out Nat, just to 13, big man in that.
But listen, have you seen John Wick?
Bro, the fight scene in Shang-Chi was sick.
It was too old school, man. It was too like, I love Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
But it looked like Jackie Chan choreographed it.
Weepity.
I like it, man. I like, maybe it's because of who I went with as well. Like their excitement was, Dark Carl, I was more excited than them at one point. I was like, did you just see that?
There wasn't enough on the 10 rings.
Like, that's what I didn't like. That's going to be number two.
Mm.
The 10 rings thing is going to be number two. It has to be. Because it was more of an introduction
And it was an introduction story.
That's like, where it is. This one,
even with the theme of it, yeah?
Yeah.
So you ain't watched it, but you've watched it. So basically... His dad, how do you pronounce it?
Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi. His dad is the Mandarin or the...
Yeah.
Not the, maybe the original.
I don't
the
know.
Ten rings.
Yeah, because he's lived for years maybe. So his dad.
He wanted to gain more power, innit?
Mm-hmm.
So he's gone looking for it and he found Talo. Is that a place or something where his mum's from?
Yeah.
Mm.
So he's gone to that area where there's like mystical beings.
But he wasn't looking for power when he went there.
No, he was looking for more power.
No, I swear he was looking for the mum.
No, because he didn't know her yet.
Oh, when he found her. Okay, yeah.
So he was looking for more power because he's already beat up everyone in the town, the city. He's rich.
Yeah.
He's got a whole empire, the Ten Rings empire, whatever, innit? So he's gone looking and he bucked the mum, innit? And she's like, no, you can't pass, big man. Like basically, you can't pass. So they started scuffing, innit? She's working him, dashing him around.
Bro, that scene was beautiful, bro.
Oh, the mum's just working the son.
Somebody's trying to punch you. No, it's the dad. Like, obviously, this is the first time she's met the dad, innit? Like,
Dad's
trying to get in, and then she's trying.
Just blocking. You know, the punch is graceful.
Bro,
the scenes are beautiful, man.
Working him, dashes him hair,
yeah,
and he's just falling in love, isn't it, pussy?
Yeah, of course. You know? It's like,
so they've both given up. He's given up the 10 rings. She's given up her village, innit? So they've gone back, started a family, got 2 kids. But now she's been killed because of his past thing.
They found out he's
not doing the 10 rings things no more, innit?
Right.
So he's gone.
And basically, once she left, all that power she had that was helping her fight and stuff, that leaves.
It goes.
Because you're no longer part of the thing. You have to give that up, innit?
See, love. Love, you know. Bam. These movies be telling you, hey.
What?
Love.
Ed Hardy told us.
What? I know we can ruin James Bond now, innit?
Love kills slowly, bro.
James Bond been out for a while.
No. This one's too much of a big ruin.
James Bond is not in cinema anymore, bro.
Is it not?
Even yesterday was the last Shang-Chi day as well, bro. So
is James Bond not in cinema?
I don't know. It probably is.
It is, bro. James Bond, the reason that one.
You need to go one more week.
Yeah. But loving that as well.
Love ruined him.
Love ruined that as well,
things.
Bro.
I've just been seeing love. John
love ruined him, bro. Love ruined it. Ruined, he said, there's no point of living. I said, oh my God, bro. Nigga, it's just love. Nigga, James. James, get
wake
out
up, James. Wake up, James. You fuck plenty of bitches, James. You fuck plenty bitches, James. You don't need this bitch right now, James.
James, listen. So... Yeah, he's gone shopping it.
Mm.
Pussy, he's gone shop.
Yeah. And that's when they come.
Yeah, like 10 men have pulled up. And then she's like, all right, cool, let's scuff in it. Another 10 men walk in, try to scuff them. They work her.
Mm. Nah.
It's mad, you know.
Yeah. But she was doing her thing before the other 10 men were.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, she was holding her own.
Because some of them were slumped on the floor when the dad got back in it.
Yeah.
So now he's like, all right, cool, I'm getting a 10 rings back in it.
Yeah.
But now the kids have disappeared, innit? Like
no, because he started training the kids.
Right.
Because obviously now he's back on this.
The son.
Yeah, the son. The daughter obviously is the daughter. She's not allowed to fight.
But
obviously she's watching from a distance, learning to fight and shit like that.
Right.
But obviously trained up the son to be a killer, innit? When he's supposed to be going out on his first mission, man dips to America, bruv.
He went about it.
He's meant to go body somebody,
yeah,
innit?
To go body the person that bodied his mum.
Yeah.
Listen, what would you do? Would you body or would you cut? You're 13,
14? Yeah,
and 13, and I'm trained.
You were trained to go and body this person.
I need that satisfaction.
I'm bodying them, bruv.
I need that satisfaction.
My dad said
in that
this
figurative
is what we
world,
do.
I'm doing it.
Especially if my dad is the ruler now, like he's the big man. Like
part of me might be like, big man, why don't you ride for your wife, fam? The fuck? Why did you even?
Because he bodied bare people already.
Yeah, he could do it easy.
But now he's found the person that bodied the wife, innit?
Yeah,
he's in hiding.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's like a rite of passage. Like my son done this, innit? Like
right,
you go and kill the person that killed your mum, innit?
Yeah.
Now
man dips.
Skip all that.
So fuck that.
Skip most of the middle part. The daughter like escapes the empire as well. She cuts as well.
Yeah. Starts
now,
a fight club.
Now the dad finds both kids and says, I know where your mum is.
Mm.
She's not dead.
Yeah.
So he brings the kids back and he's like, let me show you, innit? Shows them where the mum is.
Yeah. Basically, they both were given like necklaces from their mum, innit?
Mm.
And it had a gem each. And basically the gem goes into the dragon's eyes and it shows the path.
Right.
To the mum's village, innit?
Okay.
But it's like, I want to ask him a question where like, who would you ride for, your mum or your dad? Or like, who do you believe? Because basically, they don't believe that the mum is behind the wall, innit?
Yeah.
But I'm trying to, if I can see my mum, I'm trying to see her, bro.
Yeah. I hear that.
So
but
when I was watching, I'm like, I might have to be on my dad's side. But they off the dad and say, no, she's not there, bro.
Yeah, she's dead. Because they seen her dead, innit?
Yeah.
They seen her dead. But obviously, the dad is now hearing the mum's voice. But it's basically when you wear the 10 rings for too long or whatever, you start hearing the voice from the demon that was trapped behind this wall in the mum's village, innit?
Right.
So
right,
it becomes whatever your most wildest desire is that you want to see.
Okay, some devilish
the mum, innit? So those demons want to be free. They know the power of the 10 rings is the only thing that's going to set them free.
It, the mum's call wasn't too appealing to me.
Bro, it was
like,
light.
She doesn't sound like she wants me.
It was light. It was light. It was light.
Come here.
Yeah, come and save me. Come
save
me.
I miss you. I ain't seen you in time, bro. How you might come over? There's a shops over here.
You're taking long to come get me.
There's donuts there.
There's some shit only me and you know.
Yeah.
I've got some gold bars over here still.
Saying come here.
Party rings. You know, as a child, you want them party rings. Nah, the mum's over there still.
So like, I'm just like, who would you have scoffed your dad, or would you be like, I'm trying to buck my mum if I can?
The thing is, I can't remember how we found out that the dad was chatting shit.
I think when he went to the dungeon.
When he went to the dungeon and then what? He met the guy.
When he bucked his, he met the guy and then he bucked his aunt, innit?
Who's his aunt?
His aunt is his mum's sister, bruv.
No, but where? No, I can't remember who the aunt is that. Who's? Oh, when he actually went to the place.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it was when he went. Because I'm thinking in the dungeon. I was like, who's his aunt in the dungeon? It was the guy in that fake dog thing, bruv. Yeah. So when he bucks his aunt is like, no, this is why he's hearing these voices, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's when it's like, okay, so now I need to scuff my dad.
Mm.
But before that, I would have been on a thing like, yeah, let's go get mum then. Like,
yeah. Well, that, nah, if I've seen my mum's dead body, 100%, I'll be like, dad, you're chatting shit, man.
But the thing is, like, your mum is from a mystical place, isn't
it? Exactly. Oh, so you're thinking she might
have it
reincarnated, come back or something. Yeah, I want to see my mum, to be fair. When you put it that way, that there's some magic in that, maybe she might have come back.
Yeah.
But still. Nah. Still, I think I'm
out. Forget the mystical world.
But is he acting weird?
Nah, think about your mum and dad now.
Mm.
Would you scuff your dad to, or you're trying to see your mum?
I just push him. But that's strong, but I'm sure if I pushed him
hard enough.
Yeah, if I push him hard enough.
The age. He hasn't got the balance at this age.
I'm sure if I pushed knees. Him. He might struggle. So chatting shit, Ram. It's not her, Ram. Shang-Chi. Deep, Ram, maybe I'm not a Marvel guy, innit? So I don't know none of these niggas, fam.
No. I didn't know him before this.
Sounds either. New, fam.
Yeah, I didn't know him before this.
So it's a guy, yeah?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I don't know, bruv, but I'm finna use this.
Use it, bruv.
I'm finna be in.
Yeah. I'm gonna be guy at cinema often.
100. I'm finna be in.
What have you watched cinema. At home?
What have I watched at home, did you say? I was watching Squid Game still. Oh, you were chatting shit.
He said it was shit.
You were chatting shit. He said it was shit. It was not shit.
It was definitely not shit.
It was not shit.
He said it was predictable and shit.
And it definitely wasn't predictable.
Wasn't. After the first game, you don't know what's going to happen.
No, but this is my thing, yeah? You can't tell me that because you know people are going to die, it's shit because they die. That's not predictable. Obviously,
the whole thing, people are going to die.
How are they going to die?
You know the thing? See if you watch
Who's going to die next?
You see if you watch something like Jeepers Creepers or Scream. Cool, everyone's gonna die, but they're all gonna die in different ways.
Mm. Yes.
In Squid Game, everyone's getting shot.
No, but that's not how they would die, bro. The tempered glass.
Oh, come on, that was cold.
Man. Hey, by the way, if you haven't seen Squid Game right now, the spoilers in this episode, it's on Netflix.
I don't give a fuck.
Everyone's like, I'm spoiling anything on Netflix.
You can even pause this right now and go and watch it.
Listen,
James Bond, I'll give you a chance, but Netflix pause it now, innit?
The games were all right.
The games were cold.
The thing is,
we've never
played it here, but what's that game that we played in primary school? It's similar to that one.
What, Red Light, Green Light?
Yeah,
no, we used to play a game like that. It was like Titan Wolf or something like that.
Time, Mr. Wolf.
Yes, what's the time,
Mr. Wolf?
That's the one.
Yeah.
We used to play that. Yeah.
But no one got shot. All right, cool.
Exactly, bro.
They had the same thing in school, bro.
After that, it was like that one thing. There was definitely too much dialogue, bruv. Do you know what it was like? You know, university was 3 years long.
Yeah. Mm.
University could have been 1.5 years max.
Yeah.
Squid Game didn't need to be all 6-7 episodes.
Why not? Before they even get to the thing, that took time. You can build the story. Let me know he's in debt. But it didn't need that long to tell me.
After the last game, there was another episode.
Yeah, when we started.
Did we need it?
Yeah, why not? I did get that.
But they wanted to show that there was more to it rather than him winning the money. It's more about, you won the money, but at the end of the day, you lost everything that you was working for.
I did not pay attention to that. I was like, brother, another one.
Even when they showed the way he killed the girl. Oh, come on, man. You know when obviously the shards of glass went out everywhere?
Then the
glass was in there.
He's obviously dying.
Then he's gone to go knock for help. Then he turns around. Dude's standing there with us.
Bro.
I like the marble game because the old man was pissing me off.
I would have banged him up.
Pretend dimension now.
Alright, that was sad. Man said, you said odd, bruv.
Yeah.
He's a snake! said odd.
Wait, in that situation, what else did you do though?
Bro, this is what I'm saying. Like, some bits were, the dialogue was just too long. It was like, bruv, just show me the game, bruv.
Nah, man. Sometimes you need it to build up. Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is, yeah?
They built it bad.
They did, but you need to develop some sort of feeling towards these people that are going to die, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
Because if I don't give a shit about you, I don't care if you died.
Yeah.
That's the thing. But I cared about everybody that died, bro.
Yeah.
But what I was watching was the little clues and whatnot on YouTube.
You went to go watch that?
It just popped up on my feed.
There's something that says, things you might have missed. Yeah. I was going to watch it.
That was sick, bro. Because even the way everybody died, they show you it beforehand.
Right.
So you see how the guy, the bully or whatever,
yeah.
he dies by dropping off the thing.
Yeah.
Remember when he gets before he goes back into the thing the second time,
yeah.
he gets stuck on the bridge and he jumps off the bridge.
The bridge. Oh yeah, remember?
That was how he died, like jumping, like he fell off a bridge, innit?
Oh.
Even the girl that got her throat slit, remember before she goes back in, somebody's supposed to do something for her and she puts the knife to his throat.
Right.
Bro, every single person died in a way.
Okay.
It was mad.
Telling you, man. Like, you don't get it. Next time I'm texting you.
You know what that is? That's like saying, oh, I'm going to die by getting hit by a car because every day I cross the street.
No, man.
This guy's down, man.
He was on the bridge. He was on the bridge, so he fell off.
You fucking Pluto, man. The hell, man.
Oh, Pluto over here,
Pluto,
man.
Pluto's real, fam. What's wrong with you, man?
Nah,
it was cold. It was cold.
It was cold.
I enjoyed it. It was something to watch and be like, this is different, innit?
It's very different.
This is different.
Very different.
And obviously, it's the number one thing and all that stuff. Yeah. But I am annoyed though, because I feel like, even though obviously we always watch what is provided to us, I feel like with Netflix, it's just literally, this is number one, it's in front of you. Then obviously someone tweets about it and then, you know, everyone has to watch it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, why am I watching what everyone's watching,
you
know what? Bruv?
I'm just gonna be part of the conversation. You know,
I wish Bird Box, because that was cold.
Bird Box was one of the cold.
Yeah, that was good.
And we watched it to get like,
We watched Bird Box.
This is the thing,
eh?
Watch.
I feel like Netflix's marketing is a bit off, bruv. Because basically, the way that we consume it, it's not even that it's too quick. It's at our own pace, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if you've got more time than me, I can't watch it at the same pace as you.
Yeah.
We can't have the conversation.
If they release it bit by bit
on social media.
Yeah.
But even then, when they do the shows where they do it weekly, it doesn't hit
because it's long, bruv.
Nobody's
it's
like, bruv, there.
Why? Because you probably watch it on your TV, innit?
Yeah.
Mm.
But say if you've got it on your phone, you're lucky enough to get a notification. But if you don't have it on your phone,
you don't get a notification.
I forgot about Power.
Yeah, there's one point I forgot about.
The first five of Kanan's story,
I haven't seen it. I ain't seen it.
But
last five episodes,
good.
They leveled up.
Really?
Right, I'm going to watch it now.
I started BMF as well.
Is that good?
Oh, is that out?
I think it's like three episodes and it's decent.
Stars or what are you watching? Okay, yeah. I got you.
Yeah,
I was thinking, right, you're playing for
Mr. World Premiere.
Mr. World Premiere.
That's why I started watching the Power Book too. Because I was just watching that and I was like, bro, every single time I need to fucking connect the HDMI to the fuck this shit,
bro.
I'm not watching it.
I found the use for my iPad finally, boy.
What?
My iPad connects to my TV and literally streams like,
oh, decent,
perfect.
What? 1080p, everything, 4K,
everything.
Swear down,
everything. Football, everything.
What? Have you got a Chromecast or something?
Nah, it's the app that I found on my thing. When you get to that point of desperation,
yeah.
I found an app that streams to my TV and it's perfect.
Mm.
Like every football match, every bro, I've been living. But I haven't been watching nothing live because I don't have TV last
year. What, are you scared?
Huh?
They're not pulling up, bro. I told you niggas, they're not pulling up. Next year, I swear my life, I'm not paying it.
I haven't paid for a year and a half.
Huh? For a year and a half, but I genuinely haven't been watching shit.
Fam, I reckon one day they're just gonna knock your door,
and you're gonna get done on a
Keisha Cole. I should have cheated anyway.
What's they gonna do? How do they prove that I've been watching?
That's
TV?
What I'm saying. They can't prove it, so you might as well watch it.
Yeah, that's true.
They can't prove it
unless there's some sort of history.
Man said the wire's red. You know the universal indicator.
Yeah.
I tell you, I tried that one time when I dropped my phone in the toilet.
Oh, the water.
My lord, I tried to change out the universal indicator, use glue, put the new white piece of paper there. Down. Gave it in, said, yeah, my phone's not working. When they said, yeah, your phone's back, I said, oh, god damn.
Yeah.
You know what? That's one to me. Yeah. And fuck you to the system. You know the one? Man went in there, nigga showed me a screenshot of the inside of my phone blown up. He said, big man, this is water damage. I said, oh my god, did you need to show me that? This shit had staples in it. He showed me Article 1, Article 2. This is water damage. But I don't know.
Like,
you know the ones like, you know when someone in the back was like, you fucking idiot, you think I'm dumb?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Watch, we're going to embarrass him when he comes. Tell him that his phone's ready.
Put it in A4. Put the pictures on A4, bro.
And you know the ones he said, I'm not too sure, but it looks like water damage. Yeah. He's in his head thinking,
you
I know
it's water damage, bro.
I said, oh shit, that's mad. I don't know. It's took the phone, bro. Too funny, bruv. Oh shit, what was going on in terms of home life, bruv? Home life. You know what? I've been looking like at my family more, and I'm like, rah, man's actually got a family, bruv.
Mm.
Like, this is actually the people that I'm hustling for now.
Mm, mm,
and I've actually realized, rah, we're actually of that age. Like, one, we're nearing 30.
Mm.
Thinking, shit, man needs to get shit in order. And I'm looking at, bro.
You don't feel like your shit's in order?
No, my shit's in order, but I feel like, I don't feel like my shit will ever be in order. I feel like I'm always going to have to be moving shit around. Like, ah, oh, that's a new priority. Nah, I can't do this no more.
There's always new priorities.
I'm looking, I'm like, rah. Funnily enough, a total new experience. I was, the neighbor that actually bought the house next to me is a doctor. Mm-hmm. But then he was like, he pulled up in like a black Range. I was like, ooh. This guy's gonna make the whole street's value go up.
Yeah.
What are you saying, doctor? Yeah, where can man get, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then he was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna rent it out for a bit because just to.
You know, he's pissed. If someone gets injured on the street, we need a doctor.
That's why you're not even supposed. My mum's a nurse and she says, when you travel, you're not supposed to wear your scrubs out there because something happens, everyone's gonna be like,
you.
Nurse.
Yeah.
Bro, I work on eyes, his legs off. What do you want me to do?
They'll be expecting you to just have IV.
Yeah, they want you to have the drip right there.
Connect it.
Shit, bro.
So obviously he said, yeah, I'm going to rent the house out because of the cost and all this stuff to do, getting the house and whatever. And I was like, oh, I'm sure you got bread, but the way you're talking about costs, you clearly see business in it. So he's like, he's going to rent the house out. So he's renting it out. And then we hear like dogs next door and we hear like a baby cry. So we're like, okay, cool. The new neighbors have come. But I ain't really had a chance to really speak to him. And then one time he's the dogs were barking and I was in the garden with my daughter. And he was like, oh, sorry about the barking and all that kind of stuff, blah, blah, blah. I was like, no, it's cool. He said, oh, they got bark collars on. So when the dog barks, I just don't want to like disturb the area. And I was like, you sound all right. Like these times, Mandy said, ah, oh, that guy don't even say hello, man. I've crossed him off. You know, girls are quick, cross him off. He's like, girls are quick to cross people
finish
off.
Finish them.
Like, I don't even know what job he does.
He said
like,
nothing to
how
him.
You cross man off like.
Just because of the way he didn't say hi. She's or like, the way he said hi.
He just looks and he doesn't say, I'm like, nah, like you don't know, innit? See, Sam's.
You know what's mad? You see men, you always have to calm a woman down.
Oh, bro. Wow. Oh. Why are they always on goal, bro?
Oh my God.
Just
my
relax.
God. That might be the route to finding the right person. Like women, if you find that you're the one having to calm him down, you're with the wrong guy.
You
should be trying to calm him down,
bro. Yeah. Bam.
All the time.
You
want
to get us into a
fight? No. I didn't even argue. I didn't even say, what's the, she just said, oh yeah, he didn't say anything. I was like, all right, cool, no problem.
And that's it.
This guy was cool. He's got glasses.
Oh,
none of
my
people are glasses are cool. Like. He was cool as fuck. He's not telling me the dogs are barking. I'm like, it's fine. She likes it. She's doing woof, woof.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, man, she likes the dog. It's fine. And I was like, yeah, like, what's your name? And you know, you start networking. Oh, what's your name? Like, what are you? And he's like, yeah, just renting out. Probably 12 months. Might be here for a bit longer. So like, what'd you do? And he's like, I work in energy. So them time there, energy's going mad. I'm like, is your job all right,
man? Yeah.
And he's like, oh, no, the bit that I work in, yeah, we're pretty safe. But he's like, just advice. Make sure you get the variable or direct, something like that. He said, make sure you stay on that plan because that one's going to keep you safe.
Because I signed up to Experian.
Right.
My credit score, 9.
Well, you in the nines?
Yeah, I'm in the nines.
Mm.
9, 7, 8 or something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that. Then I got an email talking about,
all the energy, my motherfucking energy bills.
Is it been mad?
It's a high.
I got the smart meter in it. Yeah. I keep it on pay as you go.
Yeah.
Bro, I put like £50 this month already.
Wow.
It's mad.
Wow.
Fam, we're not even half.
£50 this month.
Yo, mad.
It's the 15th, bro.
Bro.
Mad. Working from home, bruv.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is on.
Oh, yeah,
it's true.
The kettle is on all the time. Microwave's always on. Everything, the light is on. It's always just on, bruv.
Yeah.
Just draining.
Because in winter, it's mad. The heating.
I haven't even.
In winter, you need light.
We're not putting the heaters on yet. It's too early, bruv.
Oh, nah, I've started.
I've been putting the heater on still.
Not until our knees are banging, bruv. No, bruv.
Nah.
Put clothes on.
Nah, I'm on that vibe.
Start there.
I'm on
clothes,
that vibe.
Blanket, then.
My mum used to be on that vibe as well. Now you say, oh, nah, man, just put the heating on. I wasn't paying for that shit. Now that I am, man, you say, oh, can we turn the heater? Where's your robe?
Bro? Yeah,
where's
bro. Your, wear your
where's
robe,
your gown, bruv?
Put it on.
Give it to Adam Cod. Bruv, you're going to pay for this heat, bruv. You need to chill
it's
out on the heating.
It's expensive.
They all must say something like, his mum saw the heating, but
turn everything off, bruv.
We don't need light. It's bruv, they're going to kill us in order for us to get this light, bro.
I'm scared, because I think we did ours on a yearly fix thing.
Yeah.
So I'm scared of what it's going to
be. I don't know. Yeah.
Because it comes out.
With the companies going bust, everyone's automatically moved somewhere else.
Yeah.
If your company went bust, you're automatically moved somewhere else, but don't try and go for the best rate until the new plan has come from.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Then you say, okay, put me on your best rate.
Yeah.
Might screw you.
It's something variable.
Right now,
he gave me some. I said, make sure you get the variable one, because that one there, because right now it's a bit too iffy. Make sure. I said, that's great advice. Look at that. If I crossed him off and I was on a vibe of, crossing him off,
yeah,
I wouldn't have known that information. Neighbor. You know what I mean? I just helped out thousands of people on YouTube because I didn't cross him off. Yeah. So then, and then I realized, I'm so used to being around black people that sometimes when white people talk to me that I don't know, I think, what do you want, bruv? Do you know what I mean? I actually think, do you want something from me? What did I do something wrong? What's going on? Obviously, this guy's cool. So then there was one point, I think I was taking out he saw my car. He said, oh, I like to have a car, but right, this is really nice. These are my four wheels. He skates down the road on a big long board. You know the long one?
Yeah.
The real skate. Long board. He uses the dog to get him down the road. That's
sick.
You know what I mean? You're a cool guy, isn't it? I know that's how you clear your head when your wife is pissing you off. So I'm taking a dog for a walk, bro. So then he goes, he's obviously got a son, and son's probably like 6 months or something like that. So then he was like, oh yeah, like I was carrying my daughter, and he's like, oh yeah, like maybe like a play date or something. And I was like, play date? I was like, what do you want from me, bro? What do you actually want from me? And it's not like he did anything wrong, but I was like, I was not around white people when I was that young.
Nah.
So I'm like, rah, playdate.
What do you mean, bro?
Do you know what I mean?
Your son don't even talk in that,
bro. You know what I mean?
And how are they going to play?
I was like, she's like 1.5. He's like, oh yeah, it might be maybe 6 months or so. But yeah, maybe like, and I was like, what do you want from me,
what
though?
What you trying to get into?
What do you really? I don't know what you want from me.
What you trying to get into?
I don't know, man. And it's not like all, but it's like sometimes I'm like, rah, like I actually have to get used to the fact of like, her nursery teachers are white.
Yeah.
She's going to have a total different upbringing.
Completely.
Whereas
different.
I was only around white people from uni, bruv. That's the only time I would actually say I was around white people.
Yeah,
I'd see white people, you're one token white, but even though we're in London, token white person in the end.
Yeah.
A
shout
few of them.
Tommy, bruv.
You know what I mean? So there's only a few. I'm like, rah, like, play date. Like, this is, even though it's next door, I was like, you're going to be in a total different world from me if you just have a play date in this house. Like, again, nothing wrong with it. I was like, rah, this is very different. Like, I was just really starstruck. Very, very different. And that's going to be most of our kids, because we ain't going to be living in London like that.
I'm pissed because I'm probably have to come as far as you, bruv.
Trust me, come out here, bro.
You can stay local.
We need to start building. We need to get organized. You get organized.
do you know what's peasing me off? Instead of pissing me off, bruv. Listen, I've been looking at these flipping hats. You see how you see when you're looking, yeah? And you see the outside, and you think, oh, it looks nice.
Yeah.
You go inside, this place looks like 1982.
Bro.
You think you can charge me £400,000 for your
bro? It's mad.
You better clean it's this place mad. Up, bro. How dare it's you mad. Take these pictures and yeah. upload it to the internet?
I'm going to come and see this.
It's simple. A man heard down the road they sold for 400 bags. I said, what?
I'm 400 bags as well.
I'm selling that for that much, bro. They can update that shit when they come here. I'm listening for 400 bags. So KFH.
I have to buy it of you and then do it up.
Yeah.
But when I started looking in Hornchurch, they were already done up and they were cheaper.
Some of them were done up. Yeah, bro.
Babe, pack your bag.
We'll go Hornchurch.
I'm telling you, fam.
Everyone come Hornchurch. Barking, Dagenham. The way these people live is nuts.
Barking and Dagenham.
Yeah.
But apparently it used to be bad.
Not to say it's not bad now, but it was still bad.
Okay,
inside these people's houses,
it looks mad.
It looks mad. These people are still using wallpaper.
Oi, bro,
paint your wall, bro.
Oi, the thing is, you see, when you're searching for a house, yeah, there's so many different situations. Like, oh, I can't remember. There was a certain word for when the person's died and it's being sold. The money's going to be dispersed or whatever. Mm. I can't remember what that's called. But there was one time where we went into a house and the guy was just chilled. He's like, the place upstairs, yeah, just have a look around. But he looked a bit, he wasn't mad old, maybe 60s, 50s.
Mm.
He looked a bit miserable, but not crazy miserable. But like, no, I don't know what made me ask. I don't know what's wrong with me. I always have to ask a question, which makes the whole place awkward, bruv.
Yeah.
I went and fucking asked him, so why are you selling this house, bruv?
Yeah.
He's like, oh. Divorce and you know have to go down the halves with my wife, innit? So I have to sell the house, fam. I'm sick of that shit.
that's a normal question though.
No, but I'd rather buy a house off someone like that,
bro.
They have to sell. They ain't got room for negotiating.
Yeah.
350.
Big man, I've only seen the kitchen, bruv. I still need to go view the other room.
Oh, so
and you're there thinking, why the fuck are you asking me that kitchen, bruv?
Already,
reminding me of why I'm in this house.
But if I know, he has to sell. You don't have time to pay more mortgage.
That's outside looking in.
They're getting divorced.
That's outside looking in, yeah?
What do you mean?
You've asked me, why am I selling this house? I said, I'm getting divorced and my missus is taking half of me, so I have to sell this house. Now, what are you going to say next, man?
350.
That's my best offer. Take it or leave it.
350 right now.
Yeah.
You know, like that. Yeah.
That even got awkward as fuck. I was like, you got attic upstairs, bro. Let me go upstairs.
I'll give you 350 right now, bro.
I got 350 for you, bro.
No, my
that's what I got. You need to turn your back on him,
man. Well, if you don't want it, things,
you know, if you don't want it, go look for it. Keep paying your mortgage.
Yeah.
Or we could settle this right now out of court. You know, I know you're tired of court. I know you're tired.
So I said, big man, she's going to take everything. You know?
Everything. You better sell this house quickly, man.
She's going to take everything.
My brother was looking for a new house as well. And he was telling me he went to go see one in... was it Leytonstone or something like that?
Okay.
Almost 500 bags, bruv.
Oh, yeah. That's East London, bro.
He said that when he went there, yeah, it was like a two bed or whatever, but the second bedroom, they said you could fit a double bed in there. It was like, if you put the double bed in
you
there,
can't move.
There's nothing that's else it. In
it's
there.
Just it's the door frame and the bed, bro. When you're in the room, you're on the bed. Straight away, you can't walk into the room.
Man, then you're telling me.
You get to the window, you have to climb the bed.
That has to go over the bed to get everywhere.
Bro,
the bed is the focal point of the room, bro.
I have
is
to
the
go
room.
Further because I need 3 bedrooms minimum.
Just you need the space, bro. Even fucking, you were saying the neighbors, like, obviously, when you're looking on that, it's so mad as well because I didn't see it. He was like, oh, yeah, like the next door neighbors. There's just vines literally growing over the built, like over the house.
Yeah.
I said, it's got single glazing in it. He's like, yeah, that's
bro. Big bro, man, walk away.
You don't need to be next to them man there, bro.
Walk away.
And he was like, it looked abandoned, but there was a light on.
You're going to move next to a bando for half an M.
You don't need to be going
Big
there.
Big man, go find somewhere else to live.
It's mad. Yeah, so he went somewhere else. But it's just crazy the price that they'll slap on a house like that.
But mad, like your bro. Sides have got big gardens.
Yeah, no, but you don't want it, bro.
Right.
Oh, bruv, it's long. The maintenance. Long.
Rich people
long.
Problems.
Hey, trust me.
I thought you were going to turf
God,
it.
All of this grass.
Do you know how much it is to turf it, bro?
Aye, turfing is big. Bro, turfing bro, is peak.
I can't lie, I'm doing it next year myself.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, man can do it. It's easy. I did it myself.
Yeah. I'm doing it myself.
We'll do it. We'll vlog it. It's actually not hard, but what you do need is for someone to make the land flat.
I'll do it myself.
They need to sharp sand it.
I'll do it myself.
You need the pattern thing, you know?
I'll do it myself. My neighbor's got it.
Yeah.
Like the guy two doors down, he's like, oh yeah, like we got one of those. He's doing his front thing now. And he's like, yeah, if you want, like rent them.
Oh, bro, I've been feeling like less of a man with one of my neighbors. What?
You ain't got all the stuff he's got in your shed.
Bro, man's spoken to him. And he's a cool guy, John, shout him out.
Yeah.
And like, he's got his family there, whatever. And he was getting his windows done. Like he was getting the windows changed, like, and just upgrading it.
Mm.
So I was like, oh yeah, that's nice, man. And he was like, yeah, man, I wish I could do it myself, man. I normally do everything myself.
Mm.
But, and there's a few times I've gone into the garden and I've looked over and dude's on a ladder. You know, I'm like, bro. What? I ain't even got a ladder, bruv. Like, I've got a step ladder, and that's just for the short niggas. You know what I mean? Like, man needs to get to the kitchen.
He wants to get the Coca Pops. Man needs to get Coca Pops.
Nah, you put a Coca Pops on the bottom shelf. Because that's just getting used a lot.
It's all reaching, it's all hanging out.
I've just got the step ladder. I remember when Mandy first said, oh yeah, you need a step ladder. I said, we don't need that shit. When I saw the wardrobe, I said, rah.
I need the step
ladder. My clothes is going to be out there.
We need to get a step ladder.
I see him on a ladder and that. Then Mandy's doing the roof of his he's got like a hut out there and he's doing the roof. I'm like, this guy's handy.
Yeah.
He said, oh yeah, I'll show you the garden. You know when you're proud of something, you come over and see
it. Yeah.
I'm like, right, let me go over there. Went over there, man said, this deck in here. Yeah, I did it myself. Bro, I did the paving myself.
It's just mental.
I said,
bro,
what?
It's time, though.
It's a mental block that you just automatically think you can't.
You can't.
Yeah.
Big man, hammer and nails, bruv.
Hammer and nails. But there's some things that like, if you mess it up, you're gonna pay more to replace
maybe
it.
Yeah,
so, but maybe so. But
there's definitely that vibe of trying. Like, when he said, "Oh yeah, I'll just do it myself. Yeah, bit of cement, get that over there." I was there saying, "Oh, you need to do the whole garden." He was like, "You might not even need to do that. Just get a bit of cement, and that'll freshen up." Yeah. I'm like, "Rah!" And I was gonna pay someone to do this.
Yeah,
but secretly I'm thinking, when I need to do it, are you gonna be there for me, bro?
I need you to be here when I'm doing it. Trust me.
As an adult until you meet an adult. Like.
Fuck, listen, I'm telling man for free. I'm not gonna pave it myself, but we're doing the garden next year.
Do you know what it is as well, yeah? For me, let me even speak for me.
Yeah.
I don't wanna fuck up because I know my girlfriend's looking at me like, you fucked this up.
Yeah, it's mad.
If
you fuck it up.
Fam, it's mad if I fuck it up.
If you fuck it up,
so
I'd really
rather just pay somebody else. If they fuck it up, we can both be there like, what's this man doing there, bro?
You'd be even more pissed off if you pay someone and they fucked it up.
Yeah, exactly. I can be even pissed off. But if it's even just worse. Me, she'll be looking at me like, it's nigga, bro.
Yeah. Look at you. Like, the garden's a wreck.
It's a wreck, bro. Look what you've done, man.
don't look at me.
Right, because even I built, so I was meant to build a side table ages ago, innit, yeah? But I built one leg. And then I had to leave.
A side table?
Yeah, no, because I had to leave, innit? I had to leave.
A side table for what?
For the bedroom. So it's a simple build.
A bedside table.
A bedside table. Simple build, innit? Yeah, I've already built chest of drawers that is fucking this big, yeah?
Yeah.
But that one I did by myself fine. I had time.
Yeah.
I now felt pressure to build this side table because it's been sitting there for a while. And she's mentioned it a few times, innit? So you know you're thinking, I've got a bit of time right now. All right, let me get started. When I come back, I'll finish it.
Yeah.
Man's come podcast.
Yeah.
You know one of them ones where we don't leave till like 11.
Yeah.
I've come here, gone back, and I'm like, I'll do it tomorrow.
Hey.
Tomorrow comes. I'll do it tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, yeah, I left it for maybe like a week or two. She's now packed it into the gym now.
Ooh.
Bro, I've gone to go and build it, thinking, oh, I've got time today. Let me go and build it. The leg's all wobbling already because, you know, I've built one leg, but now it's like, it's been lent on. So,
using a one-legged table, bro?
Bro, no. As in, like, I've only just built that side. So, obviously, that is leaning. So, I'm thinking, all right, cool. Maybe if I tighten it a bit more, it'll get more steady.
Yeah.
The shit wasn't tightening. I was like, fuck it, I'm building the whole thing anyway, fam. I finished building it. The thing was leaning, leaning.
You didn't read the instructions.
Nah, I did. I did. And it was a shit side table, bro. You know they're supposed to have holes in it.
Yeah.
Bro, I had to drill my own holes to then screw in shit. I was like, you bought a cheap side table, bro.
That's the ghetto.
Yeah, and they just blame me. And that's why I don't want to do other shit because I broke the side table. So now I'm like, what the fuck? Right, but I made up for it because I put up shelves. That's like, yeah.
Nice. we need to get out of it before we make
Yeah.
We need to update the playlist. I didn't realize Young Thug's got a new album out.
He does. It's sounding very, very cool.
Punk, I'm gonna take a wild stab in the dark and add Young Thug and Gunna Ensure My Wrist to the playlist immediately. I feel like that one's gonna slap.
That sounds good.
Young Thug. I need to listen to this immediately, bro.
The fuck? Oh, I'm on TikTok. I thought that was
My Wrist.
I am going to put on. I was listening to some Dave East. I'm gonna start listening to him more.
Where's my phone gone?
Is it Handsome? Yes, that one. Yeah, I like that one.
Oh, he's got a new album out too. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. But I need to go check that out. This is off. What's the thing called?
I proper don't know what happened in the world this week. Like,
aye, that sleep bay shit was funny as hell, bro. I need to show you the image of the whole body, bro.
Then what are you adding?
I am going to add. What have I got here to add?
Oh, what was the one that you added, friend?
Ensure My Wrist.
Ensure.
Sound like it's gonna be cold. Tech for leaps. All the
you know, like when Khaled had the Range Rover came with steps. I said, this song's gonna go off. Ensure My Wrist. Cut of My Wrist. Cut of My
Have
Wrist.
Have I added Becky by Aminé?
I feel like you try to add that every week, but let's see.
I said every week.
Becky.
How do you spell Aminé?
A-M-I-N-E.
Aminé, that's a playlist.
Yeah, that's added.
Yeah, yeah, oh, you haven't added that. I added Handsome Dave East.
No, I mean like Wrap It Up Then.
Oh, Wrap It Up Then.
Yeah.
Live show, we'll see you there. The number is going to be in the description. So text in dilemmas, maybe even topics if you feel like something we should especially cover. Novelty, 10%, links in the description. What else is there? Merch also there. Link is in the description. Grab your merch. Remember, only collection only. So don't buy it if you're not coming to the live show. Be there on time. ID. And is there anything else before I forget? I think that's it.
Yep.
I think that's it. Yeah, you know the theory, bro.
Nice, baby's crazy.
Cool.
Hello, doctor.